identify yourself.
KBGS, Laughlin, Las Vegas.
Here comes Grimace.
Well, that'll be a stretch.
I think my story is celebratory in the fact that prevention is really the best cure.
I don't care what excuse you've got.
At this point, are you now thinking, I'm not too sure.
You got some burgers I can steal, huh?
This misdeed cannot go unpunished.
We can relate to that. No fake.
My life will never look or feel the same again.
Hey, ho, Gonzo. Hey, ho, Gonzo. Vegas to the state line. Early in the daytime. Clearly out of his mind. Gonzo show.
Oh, crap. Time?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, the number one morning alternative. It's Gonzo in the morning. How you doing? My name's Gonzo. That's the call.
Yep.
Hey, Drew.
Mondays suck.
Man, this one just hurts, too.
Are you hungover?
No, I'm just dead. It's been a long weekend.
Maybe that's what's wrong. You're not hungover.
True.
Maybe you feel better.
It's not in his natural state of being.
Yeah, exactly. You don't feel right. You know, you're kind of off balance, off kilter. Too much blood in your alcohol system. Welcome to it, Gonzo in the morning. Coming up 7:20, we have the big announcement. I still have no idea what it is. Is you're going to bring it in a briefcase, like one of those security guys will come in with a locked briefcase.
Oh, I got you.
Whatever
yeah,
the
right.
super secret big deal
kind
announcement is.
To them.
Yeah, exactly. Well. So that's coming up. This much I do know. We are going to give away tickets for My Chemical Romance. And we also have tickets for the NBA All-Star Jam to give away. Later on the program, we'll not talk about any football today.
News update.
I don't think that's correct, Gonzo.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
After Monday Night Football ended, and, you know, we weren't doing our usual Monday night thing over at Olympic Garden,
mm-hmm.
I kind of just, you know, wasn't watching any football.
But ignorance is bliss.
It wasn't really top of mind, but I happened to start watching some of the Bears game yesterday, which was kind of a boring game. And as Nicole accurately picked, based on her animal sound system of picking teams, accurately picked the Bears to win that game. And, and then the other game
on. What was the second game?
There was another game that.
Who's playing?
No, we're not
I missed
even.
I missed the beginning. Of
I don't
the game.
Even want to talk about it.
Was it the Colts?
Did you miss the beginning of the game?
I'm just rubbing this in for as much as I can get all day.
I know.
I watched the entire thing. And I was cheering, and you know what's funny?
Uh-huh.
People were like, "Do you really like the Colts?" I go, "No, I just want to rub it in Gonzo's face so bad for the rest
Colts.
Of the year."
They almost didn't there for a while.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. First quarter of the game was spectacular. Was great joy. I was jumping up and down and smiling like a moron because that. It looked as if it was going to be a replay of what usually happens. And the reason that I despise that team so much.
Does it look like a choke job?
Yeah, because they would consistently build your hopes up. You know, oh yeah, we're going to go all the way. And then they would get to this game, which would be New England, and at home, and they would choke.
And maybe your problem really has to do with particular fans that you had to deal with on a daily basis who kept saying, oh, no, they're going all the way.
Yeah, and year after year. Well, here, my problem comes from that I got on board for a while.
Yeah.
I was trying to support the home team because I was living there, and all right, okay, fine. And it was just continual disappointment, yeah. Time and time again. So I finally just, you know, gave up on the team and decided to hate them. And see, now they have me to thank because of my hate and derision. Apparently has...
First of all, good job, by the way.
Yeah,
you've
thanks.
Obviously cursed the team for several years.
I know, I probably shouldn't have watched the game, is actually.
Yeah.
So now I hate the Patriots because they really forgot to show up.
Give me a break.
Yeah, no, it's on.
How many Super Bowls have they won in the last 5 years?
Three.
I was going to say three or four? Three?
Yeah.
So
they're doing okay.
I hate them.
They're fine.
No, I hate them.
Did you see the end of the game, though?
In fact,
did you
watch
the whole thing?
I hate all football.
I saw
the end. Yeah, why?
Okay, how about like the last, when there was like three plays left, the Colts are driving down, the pass to Reggie Wayne, where he kind of fumbles it in the air.
Yeah,
and you hear everybody
in
slow-mo going,
no! That was kind of a spectacular.
Oh, my God. That was like a heart attack.
There were a couple amazing plays in that game. So, anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
Good thing we're not talking
Colts
about
Colts in the Super Bowl.
Like I predicted, the two
Right. Again, Nicole picked both teams. Soon we'll have all the information on our big Super Bowl party, which will be happening at Olympic Garden, which will make it much easier to take. We won't have to actually watch the game.
You know, it stinks you're kind of doing this in public, so yeah. There's going to be a lot of people there to make fun of you.
Yeah, people just be hassling me.
Yep. Those number 18s.
Yeah, I'm bringing a lot of cash so I can just have a girl on my lap the entire time.
That's good.
And not be bothered.
You know what? I'll buy the girl for you. Okay. As long as you have to call her Peyton all night. Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay.
Touch me like a Manning.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew. That's good you're thinking of me.
Call me your daddy. Call me Archie.
Who's your Peyton? Who's your Peyton?
Meanwhile,
in the news?
Back at the news.
Thank God. A 41-year-old self-described transgendered escort is being held in connection with the murder of a missing woman.
Wow.
Brenda Schmalfeld.
Yeah. Is that?
Schmalfeld.
What?
Is that the tranny?
No.
That's the dead woman.
That's the dead woman.
Okay.
Was last seen January 13th after leaving Zodi's bar on East Flamingo with the suspect. But what began as a missing persons investigation became a murder case when police say Raven Navajo turned himself in on Friday and claimed he killed Schmalfeld. He also allegedly told police where the body was located. Navajo remains held in the Clark County Detention Center on one charge of murder. Police are now searching the Apex area northeast of Las Vegas for the victim's body. No, I don't have details as to if the body was buried in the desert.
Is it buried in the desert? Was it set on fire?
I'll Google the Apex area of the northeast of Las Vegas just to see.
We'll have a look-see.
Detectives say Schmalfeld and Navajo had been friends, but the motive has not yet been released.
That guy's a dust hole. Digging a hole.
That's right.
Like, keep your body somewhere else. We don't want more dust
right,
in our
exactly.
area.
Exactly. There's a dust advisory because apparently a lot of bodies are being buried.
It's a lot of random holes.
Speaking of, tranny escort and random holes all in one story.
This item is a good news for you who are depressed over last night's playoffs gone.
I'm in a funk.
A new depression drug could gain U.S. approval today. Its launch is going to be delayed due to production problems and issues with nausea. Last summer, Wyeth officials said they wouldn't put the drug on the market until they completed tests on a 50 milligram dose. Trials of higher doses showed about half the patients who took Pristiq experienced nausea. So I guess that's the new drug that if you're depressed and whatnot, you can look forward to that.
It's a new happy pill, huh?
Yeah, it's a new happy
pill. But it causes nausea.
Yes.
Well, that's
a lot of them.
Well, you just balance that out with pot, you know? And then you're not depressed and you have the munchies.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, my friend was telling me last night that he had severe allergies for 5 years. And then he got a big book, like a pharmacy book, and realized that all of his allergies were just side effects to the medications he was taking. So he just stopped taking a cold turkey one day and never had allergies again.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
You think somebody would have caught on to that?
That's all stupid medicine.
Maybe some, doctor. Well, you know, you have to go get the book yourself and look it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So dumb.
This is an interesting statistic. Today is the unhappiest day of the year. Not just
you got
for
that
people,
right.
Not just for people who hate the cult.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Cliff Arnall, who's a psychologist over in England, says that January 22nd is the unhappiest day of the year.
Happiest day of the year.
That's right, Gonzo.
Why is that?
That's because the weather's awful. You're facing unpaid Christmas bills. Your New Year's resolutions have most likely failed, and your next vacation feels like it's decades away.
And it's Monday, and you're not hungover.
Right. That. And the happiest day of the year, that would be in mid-May, just as the weather is turning good and you're real close to your vacation. And the last thing I have to tell you about, body of soul legend James Brown, still not buried.
They haven't buried him yet?
They haven't buried him, but they have
Gross.
Moved him. They moved him. It hasn't found its final resting place yet. An attorney for the deceased godfather of soul says that the gold casket holding his remains is no longer at the singer's Beach Island, South Carolina home, but is now being stored in an above ground crypt. So
they got him in a storage locker out on the outskirts of town.
Right?
You know, first month free rent.
It's in like a meat locker.
I hope so.
Hanging out next to a nice prime rib.
Anyway, he's in an above ground crypt at an undisclosed location. They won't give any details. They won't even say what the family's plans are. The relocation took place last Thursday. So
all right. Well, good. See. That's a fine way to treat the godfather of soul. It's Gonzo in the morning, 732-1079. That's the number. Call us up. We'll put you on. It's going to be sunny today. Lower 50s are saying for a high temperature, 39 right now in our sinful city. Like I said, on the way, your chance to win tickets for My Chemical Romance. We've got NBA All-Star Jam Session tickets to give away. And coming up, we'll have that big deal announcement, whatever it is. That's at 720 this morning. It's Gonzo in the morning.
It's Gonzo in the morning. The rhythmic give and take.
Alternative Rocket 107.9 AFI. There's Love Like Winter. It's Area 108, 13 minutes after 6. Hello, my name is Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. 732-1079 is the number. Hello.
Hey, Gonzo.
What's up?
There was a lesbian and a transsexual?
I believe it was a transsexual escort, and I don't know about the orientation of the dead woman.
Yeah, we don't know about that. Yeah. They were friends. That's all I know.
From what they were saying over the weekend, the dead woman was, he dumped her body in a dumpster. The police went and searched the dumpster. They didn't find the body, so they're going to go out to the landfill out at Apex.
Oh, good.
And search for it.
All right, so she's probably in the dump somewhere.
Probably. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Needle in a haystack, huh?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the.
How many other bodies they'll find out there?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Probably find a mess of people. Thanks. Okay. Is that a good way to get rid of a body? You think?
It seems to work. I mean, wasn't there that one story of the guy in Colorado? He was married and killed his wife, you know, in their apartment, and he put her in the dumpster, and they spent like a month trying to find her in the landfill.
I just think if you're, you know, if you're going to kill somebody, you got to plan ahead for, you know, trash day, you know, because like I said, on Monday or Friday, you know, because if you kill on Tuesday, you got to wait till the end of the week till, you know, trash collection.
It's all about the chop up, you know. if the garbage guys see like a leg or something sticking
right,
out,
right? Exactly.
Well,
done.
Yeah, you're gonna have to like wrap it in something.
Sure, you're gonna have to.
Saran wrap's not gonna be.
Can't use the.
Not gonna do the. Trick.
Right, the generic bags. You got to go for a brand name like a hefty steel cinch sack or something like that.
Right.
It's good that we're getting this all cleared up, you know, in the event that should become necessary to kill somebody. It's Gonzo in the morning. All right, the big damn announcement coming up at 7:20 this morning. So stick around. We'll let you know what that is. As soon as I know, I'll tell you, and I'm told that I won't be told until 7:20. So that's coming up. This is Gonzo in the morning. Also on the way, a little bit of joke of the day. Joke of the day. It's coming up. It's Gonzo in the morning.
The more you hear it, the funnier.
Sorry, is that funny?
Area 108, crash site traffic.
This report is brought to you by your new Walmart Supercenter. Come and discover everyday low prices and one-stop shopping convenience at the Walmart Supercenter grand opening event. It's going on now at 5198 Boulder Highway in Las Vegas. On the freeways, a couple of slow spots on the 95 northbound between Charleston and Eastern, 95 southbound at Rainbow Boulevard, on your 15 slow traffic northbound at the 215, 215 westbound right at the 15, there's an accident there. 95 southbound at Cheyenne, we've got an accident there that's actually a hit and run. On the 95 northbound, we've got an accident at Craig. 15 southbound at Lake Mead, there's an accident there. The accident is on the right shoulder. On the 15 southbound at Lake Mead as well. Accident. Right shoulder. And that's it? Wait, I just repeated the same accident twice. All right. Anyway, never mind.
Very popular accident.
It's a large accident.
I guess so.
They say it's supposed to start warming up this week. We should be back to the 60s during the day here soon. Today, though, only lower 50s are saying. Sunny, though, not bad. About 39 degrees right now. Still a lot more show to go. Your chance to win stuff. My Chemical Romance. Also, tickets for that NBA All-Star Jam. And later this morning, we'll talk to PJ Perez. He's the editor of the brand new Racket magazine. He covers the music scene here in Vegas. And from what I understand, throws a hell of a party as well. So that's all coming up this morning. This is Gonzo in the morning.
Since biblical times, man has speculated on the possibilities.
Alternative Rock in Las Vegas is Area 108. Some killers at 6:23 right now. It's Gonzo in the morning. 732-1079 is the number if you want to call us up. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. Or you can hit the website at gonzo.fm. Or you could check the MySpace for the Super Secret 6 a.m. Society if you wanted to.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of activity there.
I'll log in. I haven't logged in forever.
You haven't checked it lately.
No, it's useless.
I did get an email from Jenny. This should be an easy one.
Oh, sure.
I think we can handle this one quickly, which is why I'm just kind of bringing it up kind of on the fly here.
All right.
But Jenny wrote to the society this morning. Yo, Gonzo, love the show in college, but still occasionally need to get away, so I'll go back home to visit parents and so forth for the weekend. And when she's at home, she'll use, like, Dad's computer because, you know, she doesn't have a laptop, so she doesn't want to haul hers back and forth, she says.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know exactly where this is going, right?
Uh-oh.
Well, I went on his computer, Jenny writes, and I clicked on some random save page on his web browser, and sure enough, it was porn.
Sweet.
Uh-huh. And not just any porn.
Oh, no.
Pretty raunchy porn.
Oh.
And most, as she investigated further, of the sites that Dad likes to visit are blonde chicks with African-American guys.
What does that mean?
Well, that'd be your blacks on blondes, your...
Your interracial?
Yes, basically.
Your mixing of the gene pools?
Of your, yes.
You sound like a connoisseur of such genres.
Well, there's a wide variety of porn out there, and you need to know what the genres are.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Jenny writes, no one wants to think of their parents having those sort of needs. It was really awkward, she says, and now she's having trouble looking at Dad the same way. Jenny is just looking to find out if her dad is the only sick porn freak out there, or if they're, you know, all that way.
Yes, Jenny.
She should just take a screen caption from one of those sites and make it his desktop.
yes. Save picture as desktop.
That's a subtle way to tell Dad, guess what I found?
Hey, everybody knows.
Jenny, don't touch the mouse, girl.
I know, isn't that? That is a little rough. That's like walking in on Mom and Dad when they're going at it. Kind of, is it? Or
no.
Is no? Hey, it's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey, Gonzo, this is Bong Rip. How's it going?
Bong Rip, what's happening, man?
Hey, you know what? She needs to just chill out. Everybody's parents are freaks like that. She's a freak right now. She'll be a freak in 20 years from now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, it's no big deal.
So, the sad thing would be running into Dad, say, over at the green door or something like that.
I mean, that would be, you know, it wouldn't be too bad for me, I guess, you know. But, who didn't tap into Dad's porno collection in high school and junior high?
Yeah, well, it's different for the guys.
Yeah, it's different for a girl to deal with something like that.
Yeah, I think it is, because, you know, you're daddy's a little girl or whatever, you know, you look up to your dad as a sort of, I don't know, well, he's supposed to be your moral compass, right?
I suppose, sure, we'll go with that definition, why not?
732-1079, members of the super secret 6 a.m. Society.
I mean, that green door, you know, like, people go there and they're just, you know, if you can't find any action, you're going by yourself.
Right.
You know, and you're using your right hand. So that's got to be the worst. I'd say it's one of your parents solo is worse than them both of them together.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Walking in on that,
wow!
You mean?
Yeah.
These are things I've never thought of in my life.
Really?
Wow, this is grossing me out.
You see the action, you're like, oh, you immediately know what it is when they're alone.
Has this happened to you?
It's like,
no, but you it doesn't hit you right away.
I'm like, oh my god. Dad's cranking it.
Oh, my God.
What's he doing? Why is he adjusting? What is Mom?
Oh, my God.
Why are there no AA batteries in the house?
It's Gonzo.
Yeah, I've actually walked in on my dad looking at porn. That's disturbing.
Dude, what genre was he enjoying?
Yeah, what's he into?
Regular.
Regular.
I think she shouldn't be disturbed. You know, in the infamous words of Checky Monster, the internet is for porn.
Exactly right. Thanks for passing that along.
It would be the weirdest if it was freaky porn, like if it was gay porn.
Right.
And then that opens a whole other realm of, you know, the porn is like, all right, you know, so whatever, he's porn, but he's still a dude.
Right.
Or your mom's still a chick. She's got needs.
Right.
She's got needs.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe Dad just ain't giving it to her anymore. She's got to use, you know, I don't know, a latex fist every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Maybe Daddy's got some arthritis.
Right.
Can't get his fist together anymore.
Mom's in the laundry room. The washer's always on spin cycle. It's
always
the weirdest thing. 732-1079 if we can help Jenny. Members of the Super Secret 6 a.m. Society, come forth and confess that your parents are porn freaks. Or whatever. This is Gonzo in the morning.
Gonzo.
Am I talking too much?
Waiting for...
Alternative Rock at 107.9. It's Area 108 and the Chili Peppers. 6:32. Good morning. Gonzo in the morning. 732-1079 is the number. It's Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. Hello.
I tell you what, it's even worse when it happens to you. A couple years back, I was a sporting wood, morning wood, and I was just sneaking around with the computer on some porn sites. My mom walked in, and usually she'll just spit out what she's got to say. And this particular morning, I could not get her out of my room, and I'm sitting there on a porn page. My sweat's on. I've got my tent up. Mom, could you please leave now?
Yeah, so what did Mom want to chat about?
Oh, well, she wanted laundry.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. I'll have an extra pair of sweats for you in a minute.
And Nicole's right. Today is a miserable day.
It is. It's the worst day of the year, isn't it?
God, I'm going to turn around and go home.
All right, there you go. It's Gonzo. Hello.
This is Gonzo?
Yes.
Where's my money?
Hey, it's that guy. Yeah.
I call you Monday and ask for my money?
Ran into this guy at the drinking team, and he said, is this Gonzo? And I said, do I owe you money? And he said, yes. So I said, no, it's not. So what's going on, man?
Not much. Just driving to work. Hey, when's the next one going to be now?
That's what everybody's asking. I don't know. We got to put together soon. People are way into the drinking team.
Yeah, we're jonesing for
it. Oh, that was so great on Friday night. Thank you very much for having it.
Hey, thanks for coming out. We'll do another one real soon.
All right. All right,
man.
Good morning.
We'll talk to you later.
Don't forget my money. Now,
the news update. This news report is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. There's only one reason to choose a wireless company. It's the network. Verizon Wireless is America's most reliable wireless network. Visit a Verizon Wireless communications store or call 1-800 to join in. Governor Jim Gibbons.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Haven't heard from him lately. Yeah. He's going to deliver his first ever State of the State speech tonight. The new governor has indicated the address will be pretty close to 35 minutes. That's a direct quote from him. Uh-huh. And will pay tribute to current and past military personnel. The governor says he will point Nevada in what he calls a new direction, but won't yet give specifics. However, there are reports that he's going to reject calls for mandatory kindergarten classes. He will support a boost overall education spending and new sources of revenue to build new roads and highways. He's also expected to back efforts to reduce meth use in Nevada and call for a scientific study of the state's water resources.
I'm Jim Gibbons, bitch!
Yes, he is. And if you want to listen to him, the speech is going to be delivered tonight at 6.
I can't wait.
And over the weekend...
I'm going to tailgate. We're going to have some people over, put it on the big screen. We ought to go to OG and watch it on the big screen at the Olympic Garden.
That make you feel better after last night's loss?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Over the weekend, Hillary Clinton threw her hat into the presidential race ring, and there's a new poll out that shows the New York senator, with a substantial lead over other Democratic presidential hopefuls. The ABC News Washington Post survey found 41% of people likely to vote Democrat for Clinton in a hypothetical primary field of a dozen other Democrats.
Behold the power of the cankles.
I'm in to win, uh-huh. And that's what I intend to do.
Okay, great.
You know her, you love her, and by the time we're done with this campaign, everybody's going to know Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh. You know her, you love her.
And to know her, you love her. Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if we do. Your children for breakfast.
Okay, this story deals with one of the playoff games. Thankfully, it's not the one that stings for Gonzo.
Thank you. Can we not just talk about that? Can we just move on and talk about the Bears game, perhaps? How would that be?
A woman induces labor early so her husband can go to the Bears playoff game. We're going to be talking about Mark Patrick Pavelka, the child that was supposed to be born today, but right. His parents, 28-year-olds Colleen and Mark Pavelka of Homer Glen, Illinois, decided to induce labor on Friday. Mark, the dad, and I assume the first, since the baby is also named Mark, had tickets to yesterday's Chicago Bears NFC Championship game, and he didn't want to be at the hospital. You know, God forbid he had to, you know, tell her to breathe or whatnot. He said to the reporters, I know God is going to do this to me. She's going to go into labor on Sunday, and I'm going to miss the game.
Uh-huh. Can't miss the game.
Yeah, and then the wife, I guess, she kind of had his back and said, I thought, how can Mark miss the game when the doctor said I could be induced? That's the train I got on.
Uh-huh. Ditka versus God. Trick question. Yeah. Dick
is God. Exactly.
Baby Mark was born healthy at 10:45 p.m. He weighed in at 8 pounds, 9 ounces, and the Bears beat the New Orleans Saints yesterday.
It all worked out.
Yay.
Yeah, the Bears.
Yeah.
I gotta name the kid Lovey. In tribute.
Yes.
Some Wheel of Skank news to get you, tease you this morning. Marilyn Manson apparently wants to leave his soon-to-be ex high and dry. That is, of course, Dita Fontis. According to court papers, Manson has asked that any future claim for spousal support by burlesque dancer Dita Fontis be blocked. Manson also asked that Fontis be responsible to pay for her own attorneys. Fontis filed for divorce December 29th, and at the time did not ask for any spousal support. The two, who have been married, I guess, less than a year, Marilyn Manson, real name, Brian Warner,
yep.
Dita Fontis, real name, very sexy, could be a porn star name, Heather Sweet.
Oh.
I like Heather Sweet.
Heather Sweet.
Sounds like Roller Girl. Yes.
Well, that's not a big deal. That's all that is. If she didn't ask for spousal support in the divorce petition, all he's doing is just covering his ass so she can't come back later and go, oh, yeah,
Right.
He knows he's got to hold on to what he's got, too. I know. He ain't making any more anytime soon.
I don't see the career really taking off again
exactly.
for Mr. Manson until he rips off somebody else's, career. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
See how that goes. This is Gonzo in the morning. 732-1079. We'll get back to our meeting of the Super Secret 6 a.m. Society this morning. Jenny sent us an email. I got it at the gonzo.fm site because Nicole just started working on the 4S MySpace page.
Oh, yeah, we've got some nice Christmas greetings.
Yeah,
really
he's
nice.
Putting up all the Merry Christmas stuff.
I haven't gotten to the New Year's greetings yet.
Still getting through all that?
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
But again, it's a secret society, so
right, exactly.
There are very few.
We have our own rules.
Right.
Yeah. We got Jenny, who went home, used Dad's computer, and discovered his stash of porn, and now she's really weirded out by it, and we can help out because we think we're pretty sure everybody's dad has a pretty huge stash of porn on the computer. The new Area 108 Declassified Session CD out now at Las Vegas area Best Buy stores. You can pick one up there or get more information about it at area108.com. It's live and acoustic versions of your favorite music from OK Go, Him, Say Anything, Arctic Monkeys, stuff like that. You can pick one up for just $12.99, and a portion of the proceeds benefit the Foundation for Positively Kids, helping sick kids right here in Las Vegas. So you're being a do-gooder and you're rocking out at the same time. Get on the website. It'll tell you all about it. That's area108.com. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Gonzo in the morning.
And now, a man who needs no introduction.
0964 or log online to buybighorn.com.
Gonzo in the morning. Number one morning alternative, 732-1079. Again, a meeting of the Super Secret 6 a.m. Society. Gathered around the virtual table. You have the option of wearing your fez, in the morning. You feel that might, help you make a better decision. So
it's like your thinking cap.
Exactly right.
Put your thinking cap on.
Yeah, I know. We had a fez at the drinking team meeting on.
We sure did.
Yes.
On what night was that? That was Friday night.
Eric had a matching vest and a matching fez.
He has a bowling. Yeah. It was a bowling shirt.
Right.
One of those.
That matched the fez. Amazing.
That was so funny.
You can check out all the photographs from our first meeting of the drinking team at gonzo.fm. But right now, the Secret Society trying to help out Jenny here. So Jenny went home for a break from school, used Dad's computer, found Dad's porn, now is weirded out. 732-1079 is the number if you can help. It's Gonzo, hello.
Hey, Gonzo, it's Judge Judy.
What's up, man?
Not much, but about this problem we have.
Yes,
Well, it just comes down to she needs to think about it like this. Her dad is just... kind of adopted a girl, and he's just trying to put her through college.
That's right.
And in regards to other dads, I can remember growing up and watching my dad play Leisure Suit Larry all the time, that is the pinnacle of life. It all comes down to that.
It was always a little strange why you were out of tissues in the summer, though, wasn't it?
Socks.
Yes. Oh, no.
Socks.
Dad, no. It's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Gonzo.
What's up?
Hey, I got a good, what about hogs and heifers for the next one?
Oh, for the next drinking team meeting?
Yeah.
I think that would be an appropriate venue. It really would.
Put that together.
That'd be
too.
Nice. And if Nicole felt left out, I'd dance on the bar for her.
We'll make sure Nicole gets on the bar to avoid that from happening, sir.
I was going back to Vegas in the morning. I had no choice.
Alternative Rock at 107.9. It's Area 108, some Modest Mouse. It is 6:48 right now. What? What's
Are you
wrong?
Kidding me?
What?
The look on his face after you just said that was like basically the look of how come you didn't hook a brother up?
Well, I hooked everybody
you
up.
You forward me the crappiest emails all the time, like, do this, do that, and updates and all this crap.
Right.
And then a listener sends you a photo of a sweet set of boobs with just Area 108 stickers.
They're
over
Area 108 pasties.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you don't forward this to me?
Yeah, but it's on.
I put it on the website.
On the website.
What, you know, it's for everybody to enjoy. I hooked everybody up.
I thought I'd get like a little early entry or something, you know?
Oh,
like,
get to see them before everybody else?
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Sneak preview?
I thought that was the most efficient way to do it.
You know, I'm going to make that the background of my company-owned computer right now.
Put that on the...
I'm just representing.
Of course
right,
you
exactly.
are.
Right, exactly.
Of course.
On the desktop.
Now I'm going to put it in, like, tile form. So there's 70 of them.
Must be... There'll be at least 73 of them on the screen.
Hey, for future reference, if you get any semi-nudie pics, unless they're male-oriented, send forward them my way.
Right. All okay. Right? Right.
All right. Okay. Just want to make that clear.
Right. You know, and how will you put them on the website? Who does the website? I do.
Well, I don't.
How are we going to share them with everybody else?
You
unless
know, if
I
you
want to
put them on the website, you can put them on the website. But all I think they should be, you know, tested and approved first.
All right.
You know, maybe given the run through.
Real
you know, at home.
Okay.
You know
what does the run through include? What, Drew?
What does that
what
entail?
Are we talking about
exactly
here?
The run through.
Let's not discuss that.
Alrighty then.
Had something to do with sweats in a tent, right?
Sweats and a hole in a pocket.
732-1079 is the number. Jenny sent us an email. By the way, that photograph, listener submission, a new section on the website now, listener submission. So if you have some, if you'd like to be included in that gallery, by all means, go to gonzo.fm. And
something we can post.
That's a great idea.
Drop us an email. Yeah.
I'd love to see like Area 108 things all in like weird, stupid places.
Right, the most creative use of the sticker.
Like, kind of like the roaming gnome, like Travelocity.
Kind of like that, yeah. Right, or homemade clothing made of the Area 108 sticker.
Or if you don't travel anywhere, just put it over some naughty parts.
Right, exactly.
And then take a picture of you taking them off the naughty parts.
Kind of akin to what we're dealing with right now. Jenny was using Dad's computer and found a photograph. Dad was looking at porn, and so Jenny's freaked out about it. If you can help. As a member of the Super Secret 6 AM Society, of course, we'd love to hear from you. It's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Gonzo.
What's up?
For that girl that found her father's porn.
Yeah.
You know what? She should just feel comfortable and so lucky that she didn't find something so much worse.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. They're like fat, bald guys in mini skirts or something.
Or even worse
anyway,
than
I think
that.
She should just relax.
Guys in diapers, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So how should she? Because she feels real uncomfortable now even looking at Dad because it's like, how do you get past that?
She should just relax because it could have been so much worse.
Could have been a lot worse.
Thankful it was heterosexual. And,
all right.
Better you know, she cool. uses it to her advantage in the future when she needs that new car.
Oh, come on. Don't start that crap. It's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey, man. Every day, my old man right here, he'll be in his little computer room, always on the internet. And if nobody else is over, right, and his friends come over with their wives or whatever, he's always on the internet with his wives and their friends, you know, like a big old swingers party checking out the internet.
On the internet.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
So it's probably way worse than this chick's ever done. So, I mean, you know, and I've come over and just seen it before, and it's like, whoa, what am I supposed to do?
Are they, like, naked?
No, not naked, man. Just checking it out. Like, whoa, check that out.
Uh-huh.
So it's like window shopping for swingers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that must make you feel great.
Wouldn't that be nice with your wife? Yes. That'd be super.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, have fun.
I mean, I guess the upside is your dad's not like a congressman or a senator, you know, type into teen boys, teen pages.
Kills those boring dinner parties.
Let me know when yours reaches rock.
Oh, you know, you get that.
Hey, the big announcement is coming up at 7:20. I still don't know what it is, but at 7:20, we'll all know. Big deal, super cool announcement coming up at 7:20 this morning. This is Gonzo in the Morning.
Gonzo in the Morning.
That's what I was trying to tell you, stupid ass.
0964 or log online to buybighorn.com.
Area 108, crash site traffic.
This report is brought to you by Exablate of Las Vegas. Do you suffer from uterine fibroids? A revolutionary non-invasive procedure performed by gynecologists is now available at Exablate. Visit VegasFibroid.com, visit VegasFibroid.org or call 702-4-FIBROID. There you go.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Good for you.
FIBROID.
Got it.
There you go.
DJ Fibroid.
I like it. On the freeways, there's slow traffic on the 95 southbound at Rainbow. We've got an accident on the 215 westbound that's blocking the left lane. 15 southbound at Lake Mead, there's an accident there. It's on the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up to about Craig. Accident on the 95 southbound at Boulder Highway on your surface streets. Just one accident to tell you about up in North Las Vegas. Decatur Boulevard, southbound direction, right at the 215. There you go.
All right, members of the Super Secret 6 a.m. Society, as we wrap up our meeting this morning, remember the number one rule is not to talk about it after it hits 7 o'clock here in just a moment. So I think we got Jenny on track. Jenny, yes, your dad's a porn freak, and that's just the way it is. Members of the Super Secret 6 a.m. Society, pay attention. You get also a first word. One of the benefits is you find out exactly where Open Bar will be tonight. From spyonvegas.com, Open Bar will be enjoying Cruzan Rum at Stack at the Mirage this evening. Which I haven't been to yet. Drew, did you go to the... They did one of these over there before. Did you go to that last one?
Where is it at?
Stack. It's at the Mirage.
No, I've never been there.
All right. All right, we'll have to check it out. Stack tonight at the Mirage. Enjoying Cruzan Rum. Starting at 6. It's Open Bar from spyonvegas.com. Check out spyonvegas.com. Find out where Open Bar is or click on the link at gonzo.fm. All right. Coming up, big announcement, 7:20. That's on the way. They say it's going to start warming up during the week. Today, we're thinking sunny in lower 50s, I think. Right now, 39 degrees in fabulous Las Vegas. This is Gonzo in the Morning.
Yo, Gonzo!
You guys rock.
Yo, Gonzo.
Alternative rock for Las Vegas. Area 108's Interpol right there, 3 minutes after 7. Hello, it's Gonzo in the Morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. 732-1079's number. Hello.
Good morning, Gonzo!
What are you doing?
Mad, I just called to thank you for Friday. That was a most bodacious time.
Outstanding. Yeah, he was one of the first ones there. First one in line for the drinking team event Friday night.
Yes, sir, and I'll be the first one in the next one.
All right, we'll let you know where it is as soon as we figure it out.
Yeah.
We need to have it at Red Rock.
Oh, that would be sweet.
We need to have it at Red Rock.
I'm all about that.
All right,
very
then.
Nice.
All right,
you can have the stuffed tater tots.
Yes, you had to bring that up.
All the truffle tots.
Hey, have you guys heard this? I got a test for Drew. We'll see if we can break his hand this week. Have you ever heard where you drink your beer down in the beer bottle, you fill it back up to the neck with water, and you take your hand on the top of the bottle and smack it, and the bottom breaks out in a perfect circle?
I've heard of that. I've never seen it successfully executed, though.
You can't use the thick bottles like Corona and stuff.
Right.
I think like the Miller Lite bottle.
Yeah.
And there's got to be like 2 or 3 inches of air there in the top neck.
All right.
Well, that sounds safe.
We'll have to try that at the next drinking team meeting, and I'm sure we'll get thrown out of our own thing. It'll be
a big mess. You guys have a good week.
Thanks for checking in, man. You ever done that, Drew?
Yeah.
Does it work? I've never seen
it. No.
I've seen lots of people trying to do it, and all it does is just make a mess, and the bottle doesn't break.
All right, well, then let's just not try it.
All right. Just get down to drinking liquor instead. Yeah, we'll let you know when the next drinking team meeting is. The first one was an outstanding success. Thanks, everybody, for joining us at Mi Casa at the Silverton. I hadn't been there before. That place is great.
Yeah, I told you.
Very awesome. And the food was delicious.
Outstanding food. And
great prices.
And Marina is amazingly hot.
Great hostess.
How do things go with that, Drew? There's a great picture on the website if you go to gonzo.fm.
Yeah,
there's
totally.
whole gallery of pictures from the drinking team event. And there's one shot. It's just there's no caption necessary. You just know what's going on. There's the back of Drew's head. And then there's Marina looking at him going, this guy is a complete idiot.
Oh, she's got the gorgeous little smile on.
Uh-huh.
She was feeling it.
Yeah.
Although I was walking around all day.
I think that's a sympathy laugh.
Maybe that's what that was.
No, I don't think so. I was telling people that I wanted to swim in her chest.
Right.
And then I told them that I wouldn't even go up for air I just die down there, and they just find like a corpse in her cleavage one day. It's the awkward conversation I'm having with people.
You didn't tell that to her, though, did you?
No.
No, okay, all right, because I don't know if that would work or not.
Wow, you actually exhibited some restraint.
I know, amazing. I just couldn't make my way to the bar.
It was a lot of people there. Good times.
I would have.
All the pictures are up now at gonzo.fm if you want to check that
out. Now, the news update.
This news report is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. There's only one reason to choose a wireless company. It's the network. Verizon Wireless is America's most reliable wireless network. Visit a Verizon Wireless communications store or call 1-800 to join in. Three teens who allegedly admitted to taking part in last Easter weekend's swarm attack on an MGM Grand hotel worker are scheduled to be sentenced today. As part of a deal with prosecutors, 18-year-old Azrian Brown and 19-year-olds DeMarcus Smith and Avery Slocum have each pleaded guilty to one count of felony battery. All three face probation of up to 5 years in prison. Prosecutors say the suspects were involved in the April 2006 attack on the MGM Grand maintenance worker Richard Markwell, which was caught onto surveillance tape. It was one of several violent acts that took place around the valley that Eastern weekend.
Now, does that plea deal prevent us from, you know, going and beating the snot out of them?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right, Gonzo.
Oh, that's too bad.
Come on now. Starting tomorrow, all travelers flying into the U.S., including those entering from Mexico and Canada, you got to have a valid passport to enter the country. You can't just use your driver's license like you could before. U.S. Department of State officials say the protocols are already in place for people who don't have appropriate documentation. So I guess that means you're going to get thrown in the slammer.
But this is the plane? This is coming in on a plane, right? Because I know when you drive back from Canada, like coming back into Detroit, there's usually some guy just sitting there waving you in.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
Come on in.
You have any drugs? No.
No.
All right.
With the way that security measures go these days, I don't know. Probably just, driving over.
Kind of
well.
Want to try and get one of like put a tablecloth on your head and get a big like Wile E. Coyote type thing that says bomb and put it on your dashboard and they'll probably just come on in. Drive on through.
Just don't light it. Come on. I'd love to go to a Canadian jail, though. I feel like that's a good place to be.
Probably pretty nice. Pretty swanky.
Nice. You get, free health care. Maple syrup.
Canadian bacon.
Yes, you just roll. Canadian bacon. Their bacon is outstanding.
It's good.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have beer, probably forced hockey games to keep the security guards occupied. I'm down with that.
Nice.
The first idiotic story of criminals in 2007. I've got it. Here it is.
All right.
Congratulations going out to 46-year-old Kurt Husfeldt and his 13-year-old son, whose name has not been released, and 20-year-old Stephen Mangiapanella, all of Lindenhurst, New York. That'd be on Long Island. Last week, the three of them snuck into the Public Works Department of Babylon, New York, and stole 14 GPS devices.
Okay.
Just think about that one for a second.
Oh, wait.
They thought they might resell them, make a few grand.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot to turn them off when they decided to take them. So as soon as the town figured out they were missing, all they had to do was fire up the GPS system, which showed them exactly where these three geniuses were. The cops busted into Kurt's house where they found him with one of the GPS devices in his hands.
Oh,
wow.
Idiots.
He was charged with criminal possession of stolen property, and his son and Stephen were both charged with grand larceny.
Well, that's good.
Congratulations.
Who brings their kid along? What a retard.
I don't know. Maybe it's the family business.
Yeah, they're spending time together.
Family that steals
that's
together.
Good. Yeah, maybe it's like bring your son to your crime spree day.
Right.
You know,
Just you trying to be a good pops.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, good job.
Hang
pops.
Out together.
Now your kid's arrested.
Anna Nicole Smith is back in the news. She's being sued by the Bahamas law firm that she hired to represent her.
Like my body?
No. They're suing her for more than $100,000 in unpaid legal fees. The Bahamas Supreme Court placed an injunction forbidding her from reducing her bank account to below $125,000. She has a history of avoiding payment of her debts.
Hmm.
Smith's new lawyer counters that her old legal team hasn't paid yet because they've failed to provide an itemized bill, and she intends to file a breach of duty claim against these old lawyers that are suing her.
I would imagine, from the sound of things, I think her pharmacist gets paid on time.
Yeah,
that seems to get paid right up front, probably.
Her new idiot lawyer, who I guess thinks he's going to get paid, argues that any damages would likely exceed the amount of her legal bill. So
you know what's good about all this?
What?
You know what's coming up next. Need a quick money scheme?
Uh-huh.
Sex tape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No,
oh, yeah.
No, yeah, no.
Wait, yeah, I don't know. Ooh, yeah, but wait a second. Consider her current state.
Right. Like, I mean, how she is now.
She's skinny.
Are you gonna,
no,
she's not.
She ballooned up after the death of her son.
Yeah, she's all
damn it.
Hideous again.
Like my body.
Oh. I don't care. I'll watch it anyway. I'd rather it a little chunky.
Even just, her and that dude,
and
Howard.
And
you know,
it has to be Howard.
It's
only if it's Howard.
Howard K. Stern
how
guy.
How creepy would that be? A fat thing and that
and
weirdo.
Oh, my God. Next performer's new video. And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my make me beautiful duet.
Oh, yes.
Because he's freaking genius.
I can't wait. Sex tape, sex tape,
do
sex
me
tape.
Howard Stern.
Sunny lower 50s today is what we're looking for. Warming up over the week, 37 right now in our sinful city of Las Vegas. All right, just a few short moments away. We got the big cool announcement. You'd think I'd know by now what it is. You still have no frickin' idea, but it's coming up. Still ahead. This is Gonzo in the morning.
Yeah, Gonzo.
Gonzo in the morning. Alternative Rock at 107.9. It's Area 108, Plants and Pepper, no control, quarter after 7. It's Gonzo in the morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. Call us up. We'll put you on. 732-1079 is the number. What's up?
Gonzo, it's Spoon, man.
Spoon, what's up?
Nothing, man. I'm calling to give you crap about your drinking team.
Why would you do such a thing?
I went to the website and saw the pictures, and there was no nudity, nothing on fire, no pictures of Drew passed out with his feet crazy glued together. I mean, it just seemed kind of weak.
Oh,
it was a responsible drinking team.
Here you are unloading a ration of poop. Yet, where were you, Mr. Yeah. Spoon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where were you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was working, actually.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Were you?
And what is it that you do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what were you working on?
Uh-huh.
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 I keep the streets safe for you guys.
Oh, I see. I see how it is. I don't know, man. Weak is not a word that I would use to describe the activities of Friday evening. When I was handed so popular was the drinking team event.
Right.
That Mikasa was running out of glasses in which to serve their beverages.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was handed what I believe is supposed to be just a decorative giant margarita glass.
A fishbowl.
It was basically a fishbowl, basically. So
yeah.
I'm walking around with this giant thing. It's like two hands to handle this monster.
What'd you get in it?
Tequila and something.
That's not like the world's weirdest looking Captain and Coke.
Yeah. Really?
It was in one of those huge
things. It was one of those things?
So that ice and like bubbling Coke. And like, what is that?
What are you drinking?
It's crazy.
Who's to say that all the pictures from that night are up on the website?
Perhaps there
are some that are reserved.
Perhaps there are some that, for members only. We need a members only section of Gonzo.fm.
I do remember some naughty things taking place.
Like a password and a login.
Right, exactly.
I was enticed.
We could finally make some money off this thing. You stayed after I left, Nicole left, you stayed on, right?
Yeah, I stayed there till like 9 o'clock.
Did you?
Yeah, she didn't move from the bar, too.
I was there until at least 9.
Yeah.
I didn't leave that early.
Well, we were in separate sections, though.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. I didn't see you guys. I had, like, my own little crew going on, and we were just like, hey,
mm-hmm.
Shots. All right. What's going on? Shots. what are you doing? Shots.
Shots. Uh-huh.
So and, we kind of got towed up afterwards.
We met a lovely young lady by the name of Evita. And,
oh, that's right. Yeah, she used to hate our station.
Used to hate it. Now she loves it.
Right.
And she heard the saw the Drew eating habaneros challenge.
Yeah.
And she's called Drew out.
Oh, she's ready to go?
She says she can eat, ingest, without a problem, mm-hmm. 6 habaneros.
Do you remember that conversation?
No.
Okay, because there's a photograph of you talking to Evita, and I believe it begins with, no, let me tell you something, because he has right on his face right there, the expression is
Let me tell you something, honey.
Let me tell you this kind of expression on your face, and you're totally talking trash about how she couldn't, you know.
Wow, you don't remember that.
No.
You spent a good 10 minutes with her talking about that.
Yeah, you set it all up.
I watched that.
I'm going to be honest. I was so confused and bombarded about this whole thing. I was trying to get drinks, trying to get tacos, trying to talk to
a
million. I tried to talk to as many people as I could, and I had a great time doing it. And I apologize, but you know what? Get your ass down here.
And I'm going to show you the picture
those
of
damn
you
habaneros.
And a pizza.
Everyone thinks it's so easy. Just like, you know what? But I don't blame them because I thought it was so easy too. Until my mouth was on fire and I wanted to cry and kill myself immediately.
I'm going to show him the picture of the girl that he was talking to since he has absolutely no recollection.
Yeah, she said she was ready to go. We also met a very lovely woman whose name I unfortunately have forgotten. She didn't know it was a drinking team meeting.
Yes.
So obviously she's like, what the hell is going on? And she was very well-dressed and very well put together. And she's a life coach.
A life coach?
Yeah, I had to ask what she, you know, I'm talking to her. So, you know, what do? She says, I'm a life coach.
What does that mean?
That's the same role of that, what's her face, on Nip Tuck play.
Right.
The transvestite character on Nip Tuck.
Yeah, I don't think she was a transvestite.
Yeah, I see now. But, okay, so what, like, is that like a motivational speaker kind of?
Yeah,
like coach?
Like
there's a six-step program to be happy?
To be better in your life.
Meet your goals.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, she's the one at the tequila bar.
Hey, it's Gonzo.
Gonzo, hey, tell the amateur the key to eat habaneros is milk or cheese before, during, after, and lots.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's...
So that... you break yourself in and then, you know...
Right, ramp
see,
up to
that's kind of like cheating, you know. Oh,
no,
preparing
you
and then post-preparing.
Tequila, you know, the salt and the lime.
Right.
And what you're doing.
Right, exactly. All right.
It's all about going in raw.
So are you ready to go again?
I'm going to raw dog it.
Are you? You're going to go again?
No.
Oh.
I'm showing him the picture of the girl, Evita.
Like, you know what? If Evita comes in, I'll do it with her.
Really?
You'll do it again?
Hell yeah. If she wants to come in, challenge me.
Okay.
And if there's something on the line, you know, if she loses, like she's got to do something wacky.
Right.
I will do it again.
All right. We got our big deal announcement to make here momentarily. That's coming up. It's in a sealed envelope. We'll bust it open and see what the big, cool announcement is in mere moments. We'll be right back. This is Gonzo in the morning.
This is Gonzo in the morning.
Call 1-800-INJURED and speak with a lawyer today.
Area 108, crash site traffic.
This report is brought to you by your new Walmart Supercenter. Come and discover everyday low prices and one-stop shopping convenience at the Walmart Supercenter Grand Opening Event. It's going on now at 5198 Boulder Highway in Las Vegas. On the freeways, we got slow traffic on the 95 southbound at Rainbow. There's an accident on the 15 southbound right at Lake Mead. The accident's on the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up to about Craig. On the 95 southbound at Boulder Highway, there's an accident there. The accident is blocking all lanes now as tow services are on site. You're only getting by on the shoulder with a backup past 2 Eastern. On your surface streets, you got an accident on Decatur southbound at the 215 up in North Las Vegas. And an injury accident on Eastern northbound direction at Owens. That's it.
This is Gonzo in the morning, 732-1079 is the number. Hello.
Hi, Gonzo. It's
Evita.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
I'm calling you out, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You see, I tell you guys, I listen to you guys every morning.
That's awesome. Now, do you remember the conversation?
I do remember the conversation. You know what's so funny is I talked to my mom this weekend, and I'm like, Mom, guess what? I met these people. They're so cool. And I said, I'm going to eat habanero chilies. And my mom's like, oh, my gosh, mija. No, you can't. Because she's Hispanic. She's like, no, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. And I was like, why not, Mom? I can do this. She's like, no. One chili is so hot. And I'm like, it's all right, Mom. I got it. I said I was going to do 8. She's like, oh, my gosh, you're going to die. God forbid that. You're going to die.
Yeah, there's been a bad history lately of people dying on the radio. I don't know.
Maybe we should research the habanero thing a little bit more closely.
Really? I think we're lucky we didn't kill Drew that morning. So, and since we have, you know, like all of 10 listeners, we'd hate for you to go. That would be really sad.
Oh, I told my mom, don't worry, Mom. They'll have the ambulance there ready for me if anything happens. And she's like, no, God forbid anything happens to you. I'm like, Mom, I can do it. I'm tough. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can set this up or not. Of course, we'll have to talk to the legal department because everybody's all freaked out. But I'm glad you had fun at the drinking team.
I did. I had a blast. That's I was talking about you guys all weekend long.
That's great. We'll let you know where the next one is coming up, all right?
All right. Take care, guys.
See you. In the future, I think all wacky radio contests will be conducted at the emergency room. You know, that way, if anything happens, you'll have immediate medical attention.
Yeah, you really need medical attention for that chick who died. All I need to tell her was, go pee.
Did you look something up over there? It looked like you'd...
I thought I found something, but I haven't yet. I'm doing a search on, and here's the exact sentence.
Uh-huh.
Can you die from eating too many habaneros?
Oh, okay. I don't
think you can, because it's just your body perceives it as being in pain, and so the endorphins are released, but...
Who knew you could die from water, for God's sake?
Okay, again, why wasn't this looked up before I ate the damn peppers?
Because it's you eating them.
Right.
This easily could have been our morning show that had a death. Crap.
We'll finally get some, you know, publicity, at least. It's Gonzo. Hello. Hi, it's Gonzo.
Yeah, you know how you guys do the recaps, like, during the other shows? Drew made a comment yesterday on one of the recaps about dying of breathing oxygen.
Yeah, right, because we were talking about that wacky radio contest where somebody drank water and then, you know, what's next? Somebody's going to die from breathing air?
Yeah, it is. Not from necessarily breathing it.
Oh, no.
But it is possible. Like, you know how you take an air compressor and it shoots compressed air
right.
at high speed?
Right.
You hold it against your skin, you can inject air bubbles into the bloodstream, which then causes an air bubble in your...
In your heart.
Right, in your heart.
Right.
It will cause your heart to stop.
That's why you got to get the air bubble out of the IV when you're in the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they tap it and push it up to get the air bubbles out, because if the slightest air bubble goes in, you will die from it, and there is no way to trace it.
So we should probably cancel the blast yourself with an air compressor hose contest that we're going to have today?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good one.
All right. Damn it, we can't do anything fun anymore. Yes, we can. We can make our big, cool announcement. Area 108, with a big, cool announcement. Opening the envelope. Open this up. See what the most big announcement is. Oh, I got to read it over first. It's such a big announcement.
Don't screw it up.
Is that a naked picture of Larry Mack?
Yeah, that's not the big announcement. Oh, here it is. Area 108 has your chance to chill on the hill. Oh, that's why it's a cool announcement. This is all making sense.
Ah.
Area 108 giving away a trip for two to Snow Summit at Big Bear Lake 24th.
Sweet.
You and a friend will enjoy transportation to and from, lodging, free lift tickets, free meals, free ski and or snowboard lessons. Or ski or snowboard lessons. Plus, we're doing a show. Hey.
Right,
you also get tickets to see Guster and John Eastdale. He's a guy from Dramarama. Performing an exclusive acoustic show at the summit of Snow Summit. It'll be the Hoss Lodge at Big Bear at the top of the mountain. So, John Eastdale from Dramarama is going to play. Guster's going to play. You're going to ski for free. You're going to get transportation and lodging and everything for free. Sweet! How do you win? How do you chill on the hill? Keep listening. There's a thing. You'll know it when you hear it. When you hear the thing.
The thing.
The thing. You call. You be caller 8. 732-1079 and call and chill on the hill March 24th. Well, there's your big cool announcement. Keep listening for the thing, and we'll get you hooked up to chill on the hill and go skiing or snowboarding with us in Big Bear on the 24th of March. Keep listening. Your chance to win will be coming up. Today's going to be sunny, lower 50s for a high temperature. Last time I checked, about 37 degrees right here in fabulous Las Vegas. This is Gonzo in the morning.
Gonzo in the morning.
Alternative rock for Las Vegas, Area 108, My Chemical Romance. Coming up this morning, your chance to win tickets for that show at Orleans Arena on Wednesday, March 7th. We play a little bit of The Answer, as always.
See?
It's coming up a little bit later on, so don't go wandering off. This is Gonzo in the morning, 732-1079. It'll be a number if you want to check in. Yes, particularly if you're out at the drinking team event on Friday night at Mikasa, which was outstanding. A glorious success.
Glorious.
Definitely.
Drinking team triumphant. Although I don't really know who our competitor was. That was a thing.
Yeah, no, you know, it's all right. That was the first time, and, you know, we just had to test out the markets.
Right, yeah.
You don't necessarily have to compete to be, you know, if you're on a team. It could just be a camaraderie-building event.
No, what would be the point then?
Right, and then we need to compete.
Right, because somebody, people were already talking about a league, you know, and then we could have, like, an intramural, like a scrimmage.
Yeah, maybe. We should definitely play people.
Right, yeah, you know, shirts versus skins, that kind of thing.
An unidentified man was shot to death early Saturday morning after police say he complained about loud music.
Oh. Well, see, now there's not a jury in the world that would convict you for that.
Detectives say the victim walked out of his apartment near Charleston and Pecos to speak to several men who were playing their music loud inside their sport utility vehicle. The man was shot several times. Police are looking for a white SUV with tinted windows and chrome rims.
Jeez.
Every single car on the road.
That'll be easy, right?
Don't suppose the music sounded like...
It was like, shoot the pedestrian, shoot the pedestrian, kill a bitch, kill a bitch, shoot the pedestrian. And then there was, you know, there was a chorus.
Sad story.
You gotta shoot the pedestrian.
Wow. How gangsta of you, sir.
Yeah shooting the innocent guy.
It's a shame
guy.
It wasn't right. The other way around,
trying
you know.
To go to sleep.
I know, really.
All right, yeah. If you got any information, call Crime Stoppers at 385-5555. University Medical Center owes the University of Nevada School of Medicine nearly $8 million for various services. Good luck trying to get that back. The RJ says UMC made its last payment to the college in June 2006, forcing instructors to tap into money from UNR. The county-run hospital was making payments for services provided by medical school faculty members and residents. An attorney for the School of Medicine says it won't take legal action because officials believe the money will eventually be paid. So,
oh, sure.
As I said, sure. Good luck.
Yeah, it's just, you know, look in the couch cushions. It's in there.
Yeah, right. All right, are you ready for what the new alcoholism today is?
It's alcoholism. The new alcoholism is alcoholism.
Not really. It's more like cell phone addiction.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Talking about the anxiety that you feel when you leave the house and forget to take your cell phone along. That might be a sign that you're addicted to your cell phone. A professor from the University of Florida, that would be Lisa Merlo. Professor from the University of Florida's College of Medicine says more people are becoming addicted to the need to feel connected. Unlike addictions to drugs, alcohol, or cigarettes, Dr. Merlo says it's more difficult to pinpoint exactly when cell phone use becomes problematic.
Oh, please.
She suggests that one way to scale back cell phone use is to get a phone with fewer features, you know, like loser models, ones that don't have cameras or web access or texting abilities, but can still keep you in the loop without feeding a possible addiction. But you look more like a loser.
No, so. See, that's what I got the coolest thing for Christmas.
What?
It's a old school handset. It's a bright red phone, like, you know, the big old clunky phone.
Yeah.
And you plug it into your phone.
Oh, where you would normally put like your
like
little...
your earpiece or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. So it's a big old school, you know, phone.
Right.
So you can walk around, you know, clearly on the phone.
How come you haven't brought that in? That sounds pretty cool.
I kind of forgot that I got it.
Because then you have to walk around with a huge phone.
No, that's what's awesome
about it.
It doesn't
serve any purpose.
Because look,
it's so stupid.
It's so much better. Here's the problem with the earpieces, or especially the Bluetooth ones that are really small. You don't even know somebody's wearing it. Like, you're looking at some guy, he's looking right at you, and he's going, "Hey, baby. Yeah, what's up?" I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Then you realize he's talking on the phone to a chick.
That or you think he's schizophrenic.
Right.
So you're a little paranoid.
Either that.
That's the line. If you go for it, then there's no phone call.
There's no phone going on. Well, see, that way, if you have the big phone in your hand, people know clearly that you're on the phone and are not to be bothered while you're making an important call.
Why don't you just wear like a cone on your head? Like a dunce cap that says on phone.
I can do that. I do that anyway.
Carry around a big stupid telephone.
I like the big stupid telephone.
All right.
I'm going to continue to use it.
To each his own. All
right.
According to the New York Daily News, O.J. Simpson is willing to give Ronald Goldman a percentage of his future earnings for him to just get off of his back. O.J.'s lawyers actually went to the Goldman camp and offered him a business deal. They want Fred to back off and let O.J. work. In exchange, they'll give Fred a percentage of everything O.J. makes.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you back off about this money that you're owed legally? You know, just back off.
Right.
Yeah.
an attorney for O.J. says, quote, "Fred Goldman needs to get rid of the anger and deal with this as a business deal. Let's talk hard dollars and percentages. We are prepared to negotiate." Would you like to hear Fred Goldman's response?
I'm thinking it's along the lines of F you.
It's a little bit more drawn out, but yeah, you can come to that conclusion.
Right.
"I should get over this anger and forget his murdering client took the life of my son.
Uh-huh.
He must be out his damn mind.
Uh-huh.
He belongs on a gurney with a needle in his arm to end his life."
Hey.
What kind of scum-sucking lawyer goes to this guy's house and legitimately says, "Listen,
ding dong,
your son murdered, dead, get over it. Let's talk business.
Let's talk business.
It's a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine being that guy coming up with this idea.
That's probably not the worst thing this guy has ever come up with.
Jesus.
I'm sure we can put a deal together.
Really.
There is your O.J. Simpson story of
the
day.
All right. Fantastic. It's Gonzo in the morning. Thanks for being here. All right, so we had the big cool announcement. It's Chill on the Hill. Your chance to go skiing or snowboarding with us at Big Bear on March 24th. We take care of your transportation, your hotel, your rentals. We'll give you a show to see at the top of Snow Summit. John Easdale from Dramarama is going to be playing. Guster will be playing as well. This is going to be good times. So listen for the thing. You'll hear the thing. You'll know the thing when you hear it. When you hear the thing, be caller 873-2107-9, and you'll get the hookup. Your chance to win is going to be coming up. This is Gonzo in the morning.
Gonzo. Affordable prices. Office Depot. Taking care of business.
Thanks for making us the number one morning alternative in Las Vegas. It's Gonzo in the morning. 732-1079 is the number. Hello.
Where did you get that handset? I gotta have one.
Oh, it's awesome. It's, you can get it online. I forget what the name of the place is, though. Oh.
Can you look it up and, like,
I'll try and find
it in the morning? That would be so awesome. You could, like, make those guys millionaires.
Yeah, it's like a big red phone. It's like, you know, it's like the hotline to Russia, you know?
So
like,
awesome.
Like Batman's phone.
Yeah, exactly like that.
So, I gotta have one.
Yeah, I think it's the same place that sells, like, the boxing nun puppet or the wind-up Jesus.
Rock'em Sock'em Nuns?
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll find it for you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, dude. Thanks. It's gotta be online somewhere. Nicole, he... Are you looking for it?
Yeah, I actually found it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All you got to do is go to a website called GetSilly.com. GetSilly. GetSilly.com, and they've got it on there.
All right. I think you can probably find it a number of places. But
and it's pretty inexpensive.
That'd be one place to look.
They're selling it right now for $9.99.
Good value.
Yes.
All right. Makes you look important. Can't you see? I'm on the blower here. I'm making some calls. On the blower. Gonna be sunny today. Lower 50s, getting warmer during the week. They say 37 right now in our sinful city. This is Gonzo in the morning.
How long do we maintain?
Gonzo.
How long before one?
Alternative rock at 107.9. There's some Beck. Think I'm in love. 7:47 right now. Hello. It's Gonzo in the morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. 732-1079 is the number. Hello.
Hey, Gonzo. I just wanted to call and say congratulations for your AFC champion Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's, baby.
That's hilarious.
You're Indianapolis Colts.
You're just you're a funny man.
Super Bowl bound, baby.
Why don't you come over here so I can kick you?
It's true. It'll be just the same.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse when they win the damn Super Bowl, too. It's just going to be awful. Awful, yeah. awful. They're favored by, what, like 7 or 8?
7 points.
Yeah, The only thing you can hope for is Rex Grossman actually does something right.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah, thanks for calling. I was beginning to forget about that, and you brought it all up again. Thanks. Go to hell.
No problem.
Thanks. At some point, we will have to talk about sports, but I would like to put that off for as long as possible.
Was it a big sports weekend? I don't remember what happened. Who won that last game?
All right, just shut up. You know what? I'm just going to continue to live in the first quarter of that game. Because the first quarter was so awesome. That was spectacular.
The look on number 18's face, I just hate that name. But just every time, it's like, ugh. Not again.
He was so befuddled.
See the dejection.
The amazing interception in the first quarter. Oh, spectacular. It was wonderful.
Number 22 taken out of the number 88 team.
I'm just living in the first quarter, and that's where I find my happiness. We have tickets to give away for My Chemical Romance with special guest Rise Against Orleans Arena Wednesday, March 7th. Would you like to go? You can get tickets at Ticketmaster locations or the Orleans box office, or you can play a little bit of the answer, as always. See, right now, 732-1079 is the number to call if you're ready to play the game, and we'll get you the hookup to see My Chemical Romance. Just be prepared for the gauntlet that is the answer is always C. It's Gonzo. Who's this?
This is George.
All right, George.
Hey.
George. What? Hey. Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey. What part of town are you calling us from there, George?
Right now, I'm on my way to work. I work on pretty much the center part of town.
All right. Well, as you may know, before we play this game, the answer is always C. We like to get to know our contestants just a little bit better, so why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself. Okay, good, that's great. Here's your first question. If Hillary Clinton wins the Democratic nomination. Experts feel that she would become A, the first female president, B, the most powerful woman in the world, or C, the only woman in the White House that Bill doesn't sleep with.
I'm going to go with C.
C would be a good answer to go for. Well done. You are on to the second question. Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, and Chris Tucker may team up to film a new version of A, Ocean's 11, B, The Three Stooges, or C, Michael Richards' Worst Nightmare.
I'm going to go with C again.
C would be the correct answer. You are on to the third and final question. Paris Hilton's partly closed eyelid. You ever seen that? She's kind of got that. Kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paris Hilton's partly closed eyelid is supposedly due to A, botched plastic surgery procedure, B, a neurological disorder, or C, taking one too many shots to the face.
I'm going to go with C.
C would be the correct answer. Congratulations, my friend. You have the hookup for My Chemical Romance and Rise Against Orleans Arena Wednesday, March 7th. Congratulations. Well played.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you your stuff. This is Gonzo in the Morning. We'll be back after a quick break. Your chance to win more stuff, too, coming up. And keep listening for The Thing. It'll tell you when to call and score yourself tickets for Chill on the Hill. March 24th, we'll go skiing and snowboarding and checking out music at the top of the hill as well. Your chance to win will be coming up. Listen for That Thing. This is Gonzo in the Morning.
At 702-784-4040.
Area 108, crash site traffic.
This report is brought to you by Mountain's Edge. Mountain's Edge, the top-selling community in southern Nevada. Come explore Mountain's Edge, the new Southwest at Blue Diamond and Buffalo. On the freeways, right at the 95 southbound and Boulder Highway, we got an accident. It has been cleared and traffic is getting backed up, back up to speed, but the backup is still backed up to the spaghetti bowl. Accident on the 215 eastbound at Warm Springs. Injury accident on, actually we're on surface streets now. On Eastern, you've got an injury accident right there at Owens. Cheyenne at the 15, another injury accident. Arville and Tropicana accident. And Karen and Mojave, there's an accident there as well.
732-1079, that's the number. It's Gonzo in the Morning. PJ Perez is our guest coming up here in a little bit. He's the editor of the brand new Racket magazine. Talk to PJ, see what's up with that. That's on the way. It's going to be sunny in about 50-something today. They say low 50s for a high temperature. 37 right now in our sinful city. This is Gonzo in the Morning.
There you go.
Gonzo.
One of God's own prototypes.
Alternative rock in Las Vegas area 108, playing some Crystal Method for you this morning. Just about 8 o'clock. How you doing? It's Gonzo in the Morning. 732-1079 is the number. So, all in all, an amazing weekend. We kicked it off with the drinking team on Friday night at Mi Casa at the Silverton. And then Saturday night was punk rock bowling.
And bowling was interesting.
That was good times.
Just strange. That's how much.
Were it's you not like scared?
Riding a, no, it's not like riding a bike, though. Bowling, you have to like get back into it.
When was the last time you were done any bowling?
Had to be at least 6 months.
Really?
Months.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think our team did okay. I mean, we certainly weren't, you know, we couldn't stand up to the trash talking from Epitaph Records. You know, they were going to hand us our heads on a platter or something like that. It's like, okay, whatever. I'm just here to have a few PBRs. And,
how do you trash talk and bowling? You're like, dude, I'm going to throw it down the middle so hard, you're going to go nuts.
And I'm going to knock down those pins.
I'm going to kick your ass when I throw this ball down the middle.
Bring it! But I'm not sure. I mean, we weren't the worst because actually I was talking to everybody in Bang Sugar Bang who were there, and they're saying there's actually a team that shows up. I can't remember what team it is, but they show up specifically to be the worst. Oh. So, like, if you actually hit a pin, the other members of your team will rush out and tackle you and, like, pile drive you into the lane for actually knocking
a bunch of
pin.
Zeros.
Right, exactly. So the ideal is not to hit anything the entire tournament. So I think we did better than them, at least. All the photographs are up if you want to have a look. It was a good times. It's at gonzo.fm if you want to take a look at that this morning.
Now, the news update
A local man is expected to enter a plea in district court today on charges he started a courtroom brawl that sent four bailiffs to the hospital.
Wow.
A judge ruled there was enough evidence to try 36-year-old Jeffrey Wells on four counts of battery on a police officer and one count of battery by a prisoner. Authorities claim Wells shouted at family court judge Cheryl Moss on December 14th during a contentious divorce hearing. He then allegedly attacked...
family court. It's where it all goes wrong.
Yeah, he attacked several bailiffs in a brawl that was caught on surveillance video. The judge was about to jail Wells for violating an order to keep his guns locked. Authorities, well, here's where it gets sad, say that Wells' 12-year-old son took his own life with one of his father's guns.
Ugh,
yeah, so it's a kind of icky thing.
No Moss.
And Las Vegas, we are getting geared up for the implosion of yet another landmark hotel. Last November, the Stardust Resort closed its doors after a 48-year run. Boyd Gaming, which owns the Stardust, says it plans to implode the hotel's 32-story tower building in mid-March. Crews are now busy removing glass from the tower along with anything that isn't made of steel or concrete.
Yeah, you see they're taking it apart from the top down.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they're starting and going all the way down.
That's right. The Stardust is going to make way for Boyd's $4 billion Echelon Place Resort and Entertainment Complex. It's going to feature a large hotel and casino surrounded by several smaller resorts and entertainment venues. So, again, if you want to watch that implosion, it's going to happen mid-March sometime.
Wow, another resort casino. I'm so excited. Maybe this one will have a fountain and some glass sculptures. Maybe I could pay $600 and get a table at their new club.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be any more exciting.
Well, at least we ought to have an implosion party.
I think yeah, so.
The implosion is going to be the best part of this new casino.
That'll be pretty fun.
Yeah.
And some news coming at us from California. California lawmakers are going to debate legislation that seeks to ban spanking for children under the age of three.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh,
this is true. The bill would make spanking young children a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and $1,000 and a $1,000 fine.
So is the kid going to call the cops?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
The cops should then come and beat his ass.
Shut up, you stupid baby.
You crying wimp.
Babies are stupid.
They should bring back the rule of thumb for little children. You know, you can't beat them with a stick thicker than your thumb.
I never heard of that. That's interesting.
Is that the rule?
That's how they... I think it was women that you're allowed to beat your wife with a stick as long as it wasn't thicker than your thumb. That's why it's a rule of thumb.
That's where rule of thumb comes from.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They should bring it back for babies.
Yeah. Stupid
learn
babies.
Learn something new every day, and we learned it from Drew.
These babies weren't so stupid, they wouldn't get beat so much.
Exactly. Smarten them up. Yes. How do you smarten them up?
Yeah.
You beat them with a thin stick.
That's right. Sitting there in their own poo.
Great.
Can't spank your own kid. Come on. Give me some kind of form of child abuse.
Oh, my God.
You know, that you're not going to get in trouble for.
Critics say government has no business telling parents how to discipline their children. Mm-hmm. So, there's that. And I had some movie news. Something exploded on a set of Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts' new movie. Everybody's going to be okay. Oh. There's a guy in critical condition.
There's a Julia Roberts tease.
I was going to say Julia Roberts' giant mouth finally just burst out from her face.
I can go into detail about that if you're interested. Or I can present you with a list of the top 20 game show hosts.
Oh, it's a list.
Of the top 20 game show hosts. You love game show hosts.
I do. Can you narrow it down? Is Gene Rayburn in the top 10?
Is he in the top 10? I know he's on the list. I'm looking.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is in the top 10.
What number is he?
9.
He's number 9?
9.
Who's better than Gene Rayburn?
Jeff Probst. At
no! That little khaki-wearing, smarmy little turd?
Do you want me to read the list?
Probst,
yeah.
That guy's number one butt munch of all time, if you want to be on a list.
Well, he's not number one on the list. He's number 70. I was just saying that he's higher than Gene Rayburn.
God. All right. Who else?
You want me to go from 20?
No. Just top 10. Who's number 10?
All right. Well, all right. Ben Stein did make it to 17.
All right.
Interesting enough, Groucho Marx was on 13 because he was on You Bet Your Life.
Right.
All right. So from 10. 10, Richard Dawson. That would be Family Feud. Number 9, Gene Rayburn, who did Match Game.
Right.
Number 8, Bob Eubanks, The Newlywed Game. Mm-hmm. 7, Jeff Probst, Survivor.
Awful.
Number 6, Dick Clark, The $10,000 Pyramid.
Eh.
Number 5, Regis Philbin, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, please.
Number 4, Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune.
Poser.
Number 3, Monty Hall, Let's Make a Deal. Number 2, Alex Trebek, Jeopardy. And number 1,
Trebek. Oh, I'll put him in the top 20, but nowhere near What is he, number two?
He's number two.
Oh, no.
Okay, try and Come figure on. Out who number one is.
Well,
it's obvious.
You'd have to go with the Bob.
And you'd be correct.
Yeah.
The price is right.
Bob Barker, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on down. What does he win?
Retirement, I guess. He turned 83 last month, and I guess he's going to be, the story is that he's retiring here now soon.
They let him quit.
When asked how he maintains his energy and his vivacity, he responded, quote, booze.
Oh.
Did he? Good for Bob.
Bob rocks.
Oh, that came out of nowhere.
I talked to him years ago on the show, and he and Gene Rayburn were buddies.
I believe it.
Yeah, they used to... Drinking buddies, in fact. So they used to go out and drinking and whoring together, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I inferred from the conversation. It wasn't said to me exactly that way. So, Area 108, we had our big announcement 720 this morning. The announcement, the very cool announcement. Here's where the cool thing came in. I finally figured it out when they told me what it was. It's Chill on the Hill. It's our Big Bear Lake party, March 24th. We're going to go to Snow Summit. We got a couple bands to play. Guster and John Easdale, who is in Dramarama. Dramarama are going to play at the summit of Snow Summit. Big Bear. So we take you there, take you care of your hotel, your rentals, your lessons, the whole deal. It's really, really sweet. Your chance to win will be coming up. You just got to listen for a thing. You'll hear the thing and you go, oh, that's the thing. And when you hear the thing, you call in, caller 8-732-1079, and you're hooked up to Chill on the Hill. Your chance to win coming up. Quick break, come back. We're going to talk to PJ Perez. He's the editor of the brand new Racket magazine. That's coming up. It's Gonzo in the morning. Alternative Rock at 107.9. It's Area 108 playing some Incubus. Good morning. 11 minutes after 8. Hello. Gonzo in the morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. And joining us in studio now, the editor guy from the brand new Racket magazine, PJ Perez, is here. What's up, man?
Here I am. You know,
welcome.
This is much better than last time I was in this building. So last time I was in the building, it was a court-ordered payment I had to make to some company.
Really?
So this is definitely a better return.
Oh, in the same office. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that company went bankrupt.
Collection agency here somewhere.
that would be sweet revenge if they went bankrupt.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. But I'm glad you're here. And congratulations on the gig, man, running the show there for Racket magazine.
Kind of running it. It looks that way.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, PJ, no stranger to the music scene here in Vegas, right? I mean, you've kind of been covering that for a while.
For a better part of the last 10 years.
Right. Now, so just before this, what have you been doing?
I was a regular contributor to Las Vegas Weekly for a couple of years. I wrote for the City Life for 4 years before that, and I've done some freelance stuff for places like Rolling Stone and whatnot.
Yeah, because we used to run into PJ a lot at those, you know, the sort of red carpet things where you talk to a celebrity for 4 seconds. You know,
kind of annoying.
Yeah, we kind of don't do those anymore. Yeah. We make Drew go do them.
Whatever. I like it. I don't know why you guys don't.
I don't know.
Waste it and walk around and pose on the red carpet and totally not supposed to be there.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good time.
That's all
we're,
good.
We're jaded.
Yeah.
You have a while to go before you're jaded.
Right. I hope so.
I was jaded after the first one, waiting there for 2 hours.
This is so stupid.
This is cutting into the drinking time.
Exactly right. So, PJ, tell us about Racket Magazine, the launch. Well, first of all, let's talk about the party. I guess you guys threw a hell of a bash last week, right?
You know, it went on for a while because we actually started with an open bar at the Beauty Bar at 6 o'clock, so a lot of people came early and got pretty toasty. And then we had the official Racket launch right after that at 10 o'clock. By then, people, I think, were falling over each other.
Right.
But, you know, it was pretty cool. It was kind of a mellow time, but it was a good time. A lot of people showed up. A lot of the contributors showed up so people could meet and greet.
Right.
A lot of scene-type people, but it was good. It ended with a bang. I got in a nice car accident afterwards.
Oh, no way! Yeah. Oh, crap!
I got whacked by a drunk driver over at Fremont in Charleston.
Damn.
What time were you leaving?
That was like 1:30.
There about 2 a.m. is when it happens.
Yep. Yeah. Outstanding.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. My car's enjoying some time off in the shop.
All
nice.
Right.
So, Racket Magazine, you're going to focus on basically the music scene.
That's a good chunk of it.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about music, travel, tattoos, strip clubs, fashion.
Mm-hmm. The good stuff.
Sports, yeah.
The good stuff.
Cool
in life.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The things that make life worth living. The premiere issue is out now, and you got Bam Margera on the cover. How did that deal come together?
That's a good question. Well, you know, Bam's having his bachelor party in town this tomorrow, I think,
right,
at the Hard Rock.
Right.
Aren't they videotaping that for VH1 or something? Doing something?
Well, he's filming his new show, which is called Bam's Unholy Union. It's basically following the lead up to his wedding, which
right,
is February 3rd.
Why is he doing that?
Because it's so interesting.
Well,
Somebody else's wedding.
I'm just saying, don't you automatically wind up cursing yourself if you put like any part of your marriage on TV?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, look at who we're talking about.
Sure, but there's isn't there the primary rule is no cameras at the bachelor party? I mean, you know, right?
He's probably so used to cameras. Period. He's been on camera for like 3 years straight.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole Jackass crew will be there. So
right,
you know, I mean, Hey, it's all in Racket. Read about it, kids.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, we'll get the whole story in Racket. Newsstands now. Also, you guys really scored a coup with the, what's her name?
Katie Reese.
Katie Reese.
The disgraced Miss Nevada.
Were you at the photo shoot when she came down?
As editor, I mean, you would want to oversee that. You
know, actually, I was not at the photo shoot because I was leaving for Phoenix the next morning at like 5 a.m., so... But I met her a couple days before. She's a really quiet, sweet girl.
Yeah.
You can tell from her
pictures.
Yes, as she has a quiet in her mouth.
And sweet she is.
So that's when she's quiet, because her face is stuffed with female parts.
Other women's breasts in her mouth. It keeps her quiet.
Hey, that was ages ago.
Of course it was.
Ages ago.
Exactly.
Now it takes a couple shots of tequila first, and then it goes on.
And it was an isolated incident, except for the other time that she did the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So the photo shoot happened here in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
One of our top photographers for the magazine, Brian Brown, did that.
Right.
And actually, that photo shoot got some publicity.
Yeah.
You know, the video turned up on TMZ with the behind-the-scenes thing.
Saw it there?
Yep. Yeah. Nice.
It was very nice. Didn't also get on Entertainment Tonight or something?
That's one of the cool things about the magazine. We started generating buzz about this before it even was released. You know, I was getting emails and calls a week before, you know, so hopefully it's good momentum for the magazine.
I would say so.
No, it's pretty cool. I really enjoyed the premiere issue. Are you going to do a lot of the stuff, you know, the nightlife stuff, pictures, so you know if you're out at a bar, you're likely to turn up in the magazine probably, that kind of thing, or...
Yeah, I mean, you can see there's a lot of venues already covered in there,
right.
You know, but also we're trying to push some of the different stuff, you know, I mean,
right.
Our sister publication, 944, has pretty much the nightclubs covered. We want to hit some more of the, I don't want to say seedier places, but, you know, want to get a different crowd in there, kind of, you know, more kids with tattoos,
right,
tight pants, angled hair.
944 covers the Las Vegas, LA, Arizona scene, right?
Well, there's different versions of 944
okay.
in each of their cities. There's like six cities. So. But Racket is Vegas-based exclusively.
Exclusively, okay.
You know, we have obviously a lot of national interest content in there.
Right.
Because we have, we're pushing for readership in both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about Vegas.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, there's such a popular scene in Vegas. Everybody comes here from all over, especially Hollywood. It's like they just want to come here to party.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You're going to see, and obviously that's going to give you a lot of access to, you know, like top-level bands that come here.
Yeah.
But in terms of, what about the local bands? Is that something that you're going to, you know, be tuned into?
Yeah, I mean, we opened up with, you know, the vermin on the, like, first page of content and the issue, you know. I mean, the thing is, you know, we want to focus on local stuff. We also want to tie in, you know, how some of these up-and-coming touring bands play in, you know. I mean,
right.
That's why, you know, we got, like, The Rapture in there, Shiny Toy Guns.
Right.
You know, bands that you guys have helped, you know, give a little kick to.
Excellent. And and even Patrick has his own corner.
And even Patrick.
Patrick from Indie 108 has a corner.
The Patrick corner.
Yes, it is. It's Patrick's corner.
Sit quietly and go Indie. Shh, don't cry.
Covering that whole scene. So Racket Magazine, there's if you want to check out the website, you can go to racketonline.com.
That is correct.
Is the website and I imagine that will expand and grow as the magazine matures.
God, I hope so.
Because right now it's like a page.
Hey, but yeah, there's an exclusive full unabridged version of Katie Reese's story on there.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where do we click to find that one?
There's a giant link right on the front page.
All right.
You can't miss it.
RacketOnline.com. Around?
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Exclusive interview with Katie Reese.
Outstanding. Well, stick around. PJ Perez, our guest on the program, editor at Racket Magazine, brand new and pretty cool. You guys are going to keep throwing release parties all month, right? I mean...
It's all we do is parties.
Parties, is that what you do? All right, stick around. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with PJ. this. Gonzo in the morning.
Yo, hello.
Car wreck. Call 1-800-INJURED and speak with a lawyer today.
Area 108. Crash site traffic.
This report is brought to you by your new Walmart Supercenter. Come and discover everyday low prices and one-stop shopping convenience at the Walmart Supercenter grand opening event. It's going on now at 5198 Boulder Highway in Las Vegas. On the freeways, lots going on, both the freeways and your surface streets. First up, 215 eastbound at Warm Springs. We've got an accident there. Slow traffic on the 95 southbound at Rainbow. 15 southbound at Lake Mead. We got an accident. Injury accident on the 15 northbound at Sahara. And the last accident on your freeways, 95 northbound at Eastern on your surface streets. Eastern southbound at Wigwam, there's an accident there. Las Vegas Boulevard, southbound right at Flamingo. Arville and Tropicana, Karen and Mojave, Spencer at Pebble, there's an injury accident there. We got a hit and run on Flamingo, westbound right at Rainbow. And, a couple more accidents. Right at the 215 at Decatur, at the 215 northbound, there's an accident there. Last one to tell you about, Blue Diamond, right at South Decatur.
It's Gonzo in the morning. Thanks for being here. Gonzo's me, Nicole, Drew, and PJ Perez, Racket Magazine editor in studio this morning. Good morning! Wakey, wakey! How you doing over there? He's just the editor of like a rock and roll magazine, and we drag him in here at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is like very anti-rock and roll.
It's very different than my weekend.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you coming in. What are you doing? So if you're editor, are you gonna be writing pieces, or are you just being a bastard about everybody else's pieces and cutting them up and being mean?
I'd prefer to be a bastard.
Yeah.
But actually, I wrote the cover story. I did the BAM story.
Right.
I'll probably be doing a couple features each issue.
Right.
One, because it's kind of what I do, and two, because it saves us money.
Right.
Less freelancers to pay.
Right. Good for you. So, like, when you do a piece on BAM, say, and you, so you're going to interview him for a magazine article, I mean, with someone like him, do you just go out and get wrecked? Do you party with him? Or is this a sit-down and you ask him questions and that?
Over coffee and a candle?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, okay.
Scented
candy. Well, the BAM thing was that was a particular instance where he was in Pennsylvania still,
right.
Shooting for this Unholy Union show,
right?
But he was actually ripped. He was completely ripped when he did the interview,
yeah.
And I think that helped. You know, the thing is, we really try to, when we're doing stories, since they should be tied into Vegas, do them with a Vegas setting.
Right.
So we're not randomly calling up a band or an actor, an artist or whatever, like, you know. But, I don't really formulate questions. I just kind of hit a couple topics and let interviews go where they go. I mean,
right.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
It's just got to be organic.
Right, right.
Isn't BAM's relative, Don Vito, that's having some issues with, like, sexual harassment right now?
I've heard something like that.
Did you talk to him about that?
No, you know, it didn't come up. He was so busy telling me about his philandering.
Oh, his own philandering.
Oh, good, all right.
His former philandering.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think thankfully he was drinking.
Right.
So he spilled a lot about, you know, what he's done in the past and how he's changed. And how he's in love now and she's the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, give us all a story.
Now you have the interview when it's sober. We'll find out the truth.
What's the over under on this working out? What do you think? Anybody want to go there? And did you get to talk to Joanna Angel? Because we were trying to get her in here while the AVNs were in town, and she. I think she was avoiding me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. She's a sweet, nice Jewish girl.
Yeah.
I did not do that story.
Sweet and nice.
Sweet and nice.
Last time we talked to her, she told us she's making a porn about defecating on girls'
tattoos.
See,
but
that's the interesting thing about Joanna Angel is that she's totally a nice Jewish girl,
uh-huh.
Except she'll talk about anal sex.
Right.
At the drop of a hat.
I wonder if she was okay with spewing pea soup all over a priest in a sex scene.
That's the kind of girl that
makes sense.
Mom is going to love.
Well,
the debut issue of Racket also helping you out if you get in trouble with the cops. There's a guide to that in there. So that's kind of the angle you guys are going to be taking. It's an all-around lifestyle guide for people who rock.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do I have that right?
Although I wish that drunk driver would have read that before he hit me on Thursday night.
Maybe he learned that probably wasn't the best way to go. Well, this is awesome, man. Thanks for coming in. And also, I got to ask you, judging from some of the pictures in the magazine and a lot that I'm seeing on the website and so on and so forth and over at spyonvegas.com, where are you getting all these hot chicks with the Racket shirts on? Where is there like some genetic testing lab where all these really hot chicks with really tight Racket t-shirts come from?
There is, really? But yeah. I can't tell you the location.
Damn it.
I'll have to kill all of you, except Nicole.
All right.
Ah!
who now has a racket t-shirt,
right.
By the way. So
she will be the next hot chick with a racket shirt on.
We're going to make sure the air conditioner blasts.
Make sure that my rack does it good.
Yes. You know. Uncontrollably cold in here so we can really enjoy the new racket t-shirt.
Of course you are.
Uh-huh. Like racket. Wait, what's that dotted I? Oh, that's
not a dot. Oh, I see. PJ Perez, Racket Magazine, the debut issue, February 07 on newsstands now. And check racketonline.com. PJ, check back in with us soon when the next one comes out. We'll see what's going on.
We'll do. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. This is Gonzo in the Morning. Your chance to win stuff coming up. Listen for the skiing thing. That'll be your chance to get the hookup and go chill on the hill with us in Big Bear in March. Your chance to win. It's coming up. It's Gonzo in the Morning.
Their call sign is Las Vegas.
Alternative rock for Las Vegas Area 108. Playing some Jet for you. 8:30. How's it going? Gonzo in the Morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, you. 732-1079 is a number. Drew, very thoughtful of you to post up that Peyton Manning picture on the wall over there.
I got your mail this morning, which I commonly do because that's what I do here. I help you out, and right. I got your mail, and I was going through it, sorting it, doing all the good stuff, writing letters back for your name because you're of your ultimate celebrity status. You
right,
write letter,
taking care
letter
of
back.
My whole fan club.
And so you actually got a letter from Peyton Manning, which is a picture of himself.
Autograph? It's autographed
where
from
he's
Peyton.
Like, he's in the throwing stance in space.
Right.
And he wrote it in the back.
Yeah.
To Gonzo, thanks for your support. Support. Love, Peyton.
Love, Peyton.
Just a little FYI for you, Drew.
Did I spell something wrong?
No. There actually exists a photo in which Gonzo is standing arm in arm with Peyton.
Me and Peyton are together.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Where does this exist?
I'll see what I can do to dig that up.
What is your...
whose side are you on?
Yeah. Fuel the fire. Oh, this man you hate so much. Meanwhile, you're next to him. Thumbs up. Great job, Peyton.
That was before he horribly disappointed me. And that's when I had my long, long, really hippy-dippy Kid Rock hair, too.
Did he not kiss you back when you went in for the kill?
No, we played electric football together. You know those game that you turn on and it buzzes and all the guys go all over the place? I can't remember who won the game. But,
you hung out with the Peyton.
Yeah.
You're this is like your enemy now.
Well, that was the year I he fell out of favor with me because he totally choked.
And that's not the only time you've hung out with Peyton. I believe you had ran into him on a Christmas Eve dinner. Some story about that?
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, and what happened on this restaurant? So-called Christmas Eve dinner?
I didn't get a reach around, I know that.
No. Oh. The news update. You're both lonely on that holiday Eve.
Disappointed.
Wake up.
Back Peyton.
I happen to be at the same restaurant that Peyton Manning was at.
Sure, you had a little too much eggnog, right? Right.
Ew.
Gross.
This news report is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. There's only one reason to choose a wireless company. It's the network. Verizon Wireless is America's most reliable wireless network. Visit a Verizon Wireless communication store or call 1-800 to join in. The man accused of murdering appliance store owner John Herta is now accused in a plot to kill several key witnesses in that case.
Oh, good.
And a Henderson robbery, just for some seasoning.
Right.
Metro police say 37-year-old Brian Crawley had been rebooked on 3 counts of soliciting murder. Police say while in jail, Crawley talked with his cellmate, Kenneth Haywood, about murdering witnesses. Haywood then alerted police to the plot. Crawley was already being held for last August home invasion and shooting that left the 83-year-old Herta dead. Crawley is also accused of robbing 2 women at a home near Eastern Avenue and Horizon Ridge Parkway in November.
Ah, sounds like a likable fellow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Things are going well for him.
I want to party with that guy.
Yeah, good behavior?
What a rat that cellmate is.
I know.
Right to the cops.
Yeah, but the cellmate's probably going to get out earlier because he did that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God bless. Oh, tell me about the killing. Yes. Don't mind this tape recorder that's strapped to my chest. This is just—it's a heart monitor.
Right.
Yeah, I just need to review the details when we actually carry out
one,
the
two,
plan.
One, two. Check, check. Murder. This is murder tape number one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Continue your story.
And go.
Nice. And there's a news alert to everybody who has a kid. The Southern Nevada Health District is saying that there's a chicken pox outbreak.
Oh my God. Run for the hills.
And they're urging parents to get your kids vaccinated for chickenpox after several local elementary school students contracted the childhood illness. Health district officials are urging parents to get a second dose of the vaccine for their children based on a new recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control.
Because remember, we talked about that. They said that it runs out.
The vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, once you get it, you get it, like a booster.
You get like a booster, yeah.
Mm. Wait. Getting chickenpox, I never got it, unfortunately. But getting it was like the coolest part of being in elementary school because you got to stay home from school for a whole week.
Well, why don't we send you to one of the elementary schools and maybe you can contract chickenpox for a wacky radio stunt.
I am immune to chickenpox.
You can have the week off.
I have the natural immunity to chickenpox.
You're naturally immune to it?
So how do
you? Well, let's see. Can we test it? Maybe we can go to like
let's see how immune you are.
Can't you go to a hospital and ask him, do you actually have the disease and can you inject it straight into him?
Right.
As opposed to the vaccination, just give him the actual disease.
The actual
Why don't you just take a kid in each hand with chickenpox and rub them all over?
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that to the kid.
Here,
scarred
Johnny,
for life.
Rub your face in Drew's pit. Let's see what happens.
See if he gets the pox.
I'm not going to get the pox, but little Johnny's going to get something else.
Pox.
Older children and adults who have never had chicken pox, Drew, are also encouraged to get both doses of this vaccine. So there you go. And let's see. There's new hypothetical data about aliens visiting us, or rather not visiting us. Supposedly, they haven't found us. And the reason why they haven't found us, because they haven't had enough time, and they need several billion more years to actually make the journey.
Fine with me, because I got to clean the place up.
This is coming to us from Rasmus Bjork, a physicist in the Niels Bohr Institute in Copenhagen, Denmark. He says that he's figured out why aliens haven't made contact with us, because there's not enough time. His explanation goes like this. Even if an alien ship could go through space at 67 miles per hour, that's one-tenth the speed
of
light.
67 miles an hour?
What, 67 million miles per hour.
Because that's going to take, several billion years.
That's one old Chinese alien driver.
67 miles an hour, the blinker's on.
My blinker's on the whole time. Supposed to make a left at Mars. He's completely gone past it.
At any rate, if an alien ship could go through space at 67 million miles per hour, that's one-tenth the speed of light. It would take 10 billion years to explore just 4% of the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this guy hasn't heard the theory of folding space.
That'd be warp drive, right? Engage!
Suppose warping space, folding space is that theory. Anyway, he goes on, if they're looking for radio waves then exploring planets that are sending those waves out, it would still take millions of years from when they pick up one to make it to Earth.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
You're not on board with being visited by aliens?
I really don't want them around
here. You think they're going to kill us or something, right?
Well, yeah.
They've already visited.
Really? If you traveled, you know, across the universe, wouldn't you be a little hungry?
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
You got to try these humans. They're like popcorn shrimp. can't stop eating them.
Well, I would eat humans if they tasted like popcorn shrimp. What would be there? Who cares?
Oh, God. Please let's not get onto the whole cannibalism thing again.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Where can we get human meat? I'll eat some human meat.
We already went here. It didn't work out for us so well.
Everybody's up in arms about American Idol and the judges, you know, blasting the potential contestants. The man who heads the entertainment division of the Fox Network says that the judges on this season of American Idols are not mean-spirited. Peter Liguori addressed the complaints Saturday at the Fox Network semi-annual meeting with TV critics, and he defended Simon Cowell, saying that he has not asked Cowell to tone down his remarks. And what about the erratic behavior of everybody's favorite psycho-drunk judge chick, Paula Abdul?
Yeah.
Liguori says, quote, America loves her. She's successful on the show. And as far as Simon Cowell is concerned, he actually has apologized for calling that bug-eyed contestant a bush baby.
Even though they did look like a bush baby.
Yeah, you got the sign.
What's up, dog? My friends are like, keep with it, dude. It works.
I know. Okay, Randy.
And I believe that I am the next American Idol. In fact, I know I am.
Right. Well, you look a little odd. Your dancing is terrible. The singing was horrendous. And you look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. Uh-huh. What are they called? Bush baby.
Simon, you are sick.
Simon,
you're
He's right, though.
It does look like a bush baby. If you see the side-by-side comparison, identical.
Here's the thing. These are three really stupid people that are choosing who wins this competition all the time.
It's like the blind leading the deaf, or
it's awful.
Saying goes.
What kind of sissy complains about this crap? You're on a judging show. They're judging you. Honestly, that guy sucked.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad. Here's what Simon has to say about his apology about the Bush baby dude. There are times, trust me, when I watch it and I say, God, I wish I hadn't said that. So it's kind of sad to see Simon backing down. So, there you go.
And he probably just wants to make season 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. Yeah, I know. Make 50 mil a year.
When will this stop? It must be stopped. Although I do like the beginning part, as I've said, because all the weirdos are on.
That's the Bush funny. Babies. The
don't
babies.
Be mean to the Bush babies.
Yeah, really. Don't be mean to the freaks.
I'll be mean to whoever, damn please.
It's Gonzo in the morning. 732-1079. That's our number if you want to call us up. Keep it handy, too. Listen for the thing. When you hear somebody skiing, that's your cue to call in, the caller 8. And you will chill on the hill. That was our big announcement this morning at 720. We're going to Big Bear March 24th. We're taking you with us. Transportation, hotel, rentals, lessons, the whole deal, and a show at the top of the mountain at Snow Summit there. Guster's going to play. Also, John Easdale, he's essentially Dramarama, will be playing as well. So it should be good times. Your chance to win. Listen for the thing. Call in when you hear it. Caller 8 732-1079 gets the hookup. All right, quick break, then we're right back at it. This is Gonzo in the Morning.
Each day, more and more skiing and snowboarding information.
Area 108.
It's Gonzo in the Morning, 732-1079, the number, hello.
Hey, Gonzo, it's Pie Guy.
What's up, Pie Guy?
What's up?
What are you doing?
Hey, about the aliens thing.
Yeah.
If they do the radio, like, waves, won't they pick up your station?
Theoretically.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I mean,
so
I...
Shouldn't that make you more scared of aliens because they'll come see you personally because
no.
they got your
no,
radio
I think I'm safe because, you know, this station, I can't pick it up in Summerlin.
Yeah,
so
see.
I don't think it's going to make it to outer space.
It's Gonzo in the Morning.
Yo, Gonzo.
Free, trying my best not to forget.
Did not forget. I took my meds. My meds come in a can marked Pabst. Thank you very much.
I like that.
Alternative Rock at 107.9. There's some placebo with meds. 8:45. How you doing?
Yeah,
it's Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. Gonzo in the Morning. 732-1079. Hello.
Hey, just a quick question. What exactly does it sound when people are skiing? You said be color A.
You'll know. You'll just know. You'll
sounds
know.
Sounds like this.
Oh, you'll hear it. You'll know.
All right.
Hey, it's Gonzo. Hello.
Did you guys play the thing yet?
I didn't play the thing yet. There was a.
Oh, it sounded like you did. I was like, what the hell is that?
That's like an ad that tells you to listen for the thing, but that wasn't actually the thing.
That sucks because the Chill on the Hill is like the day before my birthday.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome, dude.
And it's Pie Guy.
Pie Guy, you gotta go.
I know.
All
that's
right.
Why I'm like, they're turning down my radio, and I'm like, no, turn it up.
All right, just keep listening for the thing.
Cool.
All right. Hey, it's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much, man. You don't think these aliens have come by yet, huh?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, unless they are among us.
So, what about Cartman? I mean, you don't think he got anally probed?
I would love it if he did.
Well, I don't know. He may have been. I mean,
he kind of liked it, didn't he?
I mean, you know, a lot of people like Elton John on a regular basis.
Richard Gere with the space hamster.
Space hamster. A little space suit before he goes in there. Area108.com. That's the website. It's got all the concerts on there. Concert page. Flogging Molly's going to be in town on Saturday, February 24th at the House of Blues. And we're talking about My Chemical Romance with Rise Against Wednesday, March 7th, Orleans Arena. And the Subcity Take Action Tour, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus on the Thursday, the 22nd of February, House of Blues. A mess of great shows are all listed for you. Hit the website. That's area108.com.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
This is Guns.
Both available for a limited time only at Del Taco.
Area 108.
This report is brought to you by the History Channel. The Atlantic Ocean is named after the lost continent of Atlantis. Text true or false to 44360 today. To discover more truth, tune into the History Channel's Digging for the Truth tonight at 9 p.m. On the freeway, slow traffic, 95 southbound at Rainbow. Got a hit and run, or not a hit and run, rather an accident on the 15 southbound at Lake Mead in North Las Vegas. Slow traffic through the Spaghetti Bowl from a 95 southbound at Eastern because there's an accident there. It's on your surface streets, we got an accident on South Las Vegas Boulevard southbound right after Flamingo. Martin Luther King right at Charleston, there's a hit-and-run accident there. Blue Diamond and Decatur, an accident. Cheyenne Avenue westbound right at Sanaa. Wigwam eastbound at Spencer, accident there as well, and that's it.
Coming up, music from the Kooks on the way. Also, it won't be long now till Wheel of Skanks! like a pretty nice day happening already. Sunny. Not very warm, but not too bad either. 52, I guess, will be the high temperature, something like that. Around 38 right now in our sinful city. This is Gonzo in the morning.
It's Gonzo in the morning.
What are you doing, you effing...
Wow, crazy town. Area 108. Alternative rock at 107.9. It's that summer, that song was inescapable.
It's in so many movies where there's sequenced dance.
Yes.
Like sequenced dancing, like group dancing.
Could not escape the song.
Everyone always dances to that. It's so strange.
Hey, it's Gonzo in the morning, 732-1079. That's the number. Hello.
Hey, am I number 8?
Are you number 8? I think you need to reflect inward. Do you feel like you're number 8?
I do feel like I'm number 8.
Well, I'll be damned, because you're caller 8! Yeah! You are the very first winner for Area 108's Chill on the Hill. Congratulations. What is your name, citizen?
My name is Scott.
All right, Scott, you will be chilling on the hill high atop Snow Summit in Big Bear, California,
yeah,
with Guster and John Easdale at Dramarama. You get transportation, you get accommodations, you get rentals, you get lessons, maybe even a cocktail or two. Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yeah, not bad. Congratulations, my friend. You are a big wiener.
Now, the news update.
This news report is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. There's only one reason to choose a wireless company. It's the network. Verizon Wireless is America's most reliable wireless network. Visit a Verizon Wireless communication store or call 1-800 to join in. A 41-year-old self-described transgendered escort is being held in connection with the murder of a missing woman.
Is that a Ford escort?
It's a hybrid.
It's transgendered.
Brenda Schmalfelt was last seen January 13th after leaving Zodi's bar on East Flamingo with the suspect. But what began as a missing persons investigation became a murder case when police say Raven Navajo turned himself in on Friday and claimed he killed Schmalfelt. He also allegedly told police where the body was located. Navajo remains held in the Clark County Detention Center on one charge of murder. Police are now searching the Apex area of northeast of Las Vegas for the victim's body. Supposedly, the victim was dumped in a dumpster and then taken to the landfill, and now they're searching the landfill.
Great.
Detectives say Schmalfelt and Navajo had been friends, but a motive has not yet been released.
You think this is just like a tranny trash talking?
Schmalfelt. What, just trying to get some attention?
Yeah, exactly.
In his lonely life.
Right, exactly.
I was the better woman than she was.
That's right.
And I'm going to show her.
Right.
It was a shoe fight.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to take out the trash.
Wow.
The Senate this week is going to consider hiking the federal minimum wage. The last week, majority Democrats passed the measure in the House, hiking the minimum. God, I'm having some troubles this morning. Hiking the minimum wage from $5.15 to $7.25 an hour.
Woo! Easy street!
Under the House measure, the increase would be phased in over 2 years, so not quite as easy as you might think.
Making the big money! I'm moving up from generic mac and cheese to craft. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's the good powder.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready to warm up the wheels, Ganks?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it with a list.
A list?
A list.
Ugh. All right. This better be good.
It deals with sex.
All right.
Cell phone sex usage. According to a new joint survey by Marie Claire and Esquire magazines, 12% of men and 7% of women have answered a work phone call during relations. Yeah.
That's funny.
9% of men and 4% of women also say they've gotten it on with someone to try and help advance their careers. So the casting couch is in existence.
Oh, okay.
Adult electronic toys, 59% of men and 52% of women say that BlackBerries, PDAs, and cell phones they got from their company are actually helping their sex lives and not cramping them. They say that they've actually... A smaller percentage of those have actually said that the devices have been used to, quote, instigate sex.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
You got the one with the camera on.
I was going to say, well, if that thing's set on vibrate, you know.
Yeah.
Call me. I'm ready to go.
Isn't that more for, like, the females?
Well, I certainly enjoy when I get a phone call.
And
I don't answer right away.
This is interesting.
Where do you keep your phone, dude?
How about partisan phone statistics?
What?
Republicans use text messaging to initiate relations more than Democrats. And then the Bush versus no Bush debate. Democrats are more in favor of a trimmed, nether region, as opposed to Republicans who like
things all natural.
Well, of course. They're fans of Bush.
That's right.
Yeah. Nice. What kind of list is this?
I told you it had to do with sex. Come on. It's odd.
Well, it started off with phones, and now we're down here.
Are you complaining?
Well, no. I just didn't.
All right, just one more thing from the list.
All right.
Republicans also say that their favorite position is woman on top, and for Democrats, it would be doggy style.
Oh, dog fashion.
Yep. And finally, continuing to warm up the wheel of skanks, how much does a Beatle need to pay off an ex-hooker allegedly to get her out of his life? Looks like Paul McCartney has agreed to pay Heather Mills a divorce settlement of $45 million. She also gets a couple of properties. He has agreed to not publicly trash her, which means he can't denounce the claims she's made in her divorce papers, like that he stabbed her with a broken wine glass and shoved her into a bathtub while she was pregnant. So there you go. You're warmed up.
I guess it's up to us.
Right.
Right. Okay. Still ahead. Wheel of Skanks. Now, where do we stand with the whole internet? Is that working?
Yeah, I believe it is back up and
okay. The accuracy of my weather forecasting depends on it. Going to be sunny. Low 50s, like 52 maybe for a high temperature. 43 degrees right now in fabulous Las Vegas. This is the number one morning alternative. It's Gonzo in the morning. Alternative Rock at 107.9. It's Area 108. Some Nirvana. It's Gonzo in the morning. 732-1079. Call us up. We'll put you on. Gonzo, Cole, Drew, and you. Hello.
Hey, you said just now that he was the first winner for the Chill on the Hill. Is that the only competition you're going to have for Chill on the Hill? Or is there others?
There will be. It will continue. We're taking a whole busload of people into this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so just always keep listening for that thing. And
yeah, because you're... phones were, I like dialed right as I heard the hey ma,
right,
and it was like wouldn't let me go. Pie guy got very angry.
The phone is against you, pie guy.
It is. Nope. Why can't I go snowboarding? Damn it.
The trip is in March, so we'll have chances for you to win every day right up until
Yep. All right, thanks, Gonzo.
All right, man.
Thanks.
With that, we have to talk about the game.
Oh, yeah. An exciting Sunday of football action, the NFC and AFC championship game.
It was pretty nice of Peyton to send me that autographed picture, you know.
Peyton Manning, after his victory, did not celebrate but did sign an autographed photo for Gonzo.
Yes.
He FedExed it. It says, thanks for your support.
Uh-huh.
Love with a little heart.
Yes.
Love your love slave, Peyton.
Love slave Peyton.
Yes. I'll just say how special... the fans have been today and tonight, really all season, the kind of support they've given us, that's made a big difference, and a difference they made in today's game.
Sure.
You certainly don't envision getting down 21-3 to the New England Patriots in any game, much less the playoffs.
Which was my favorite part of the game. First quarter, Peyton with a stunned look on his face like,
Peyton owed his way to 32 points in the second half.
Yeah, because the Patriots apparently forgot to show up for the final three quarters of the game.
Yeah, they didn't realize that you still play.
Right.
After that. I mean, no, they scored two touchdowns in the second quarter, but the third and fourth are just kind of slow. So, your boy Peyton Manning and his Indianapolis Colts win 38-34.
Fabulous.
Peyton has 350 yards passing, a TD, and an interception. So, he played well this game.
Nice.
Besides the first, he threw an interception in the first quarter for a run back, and they scored, and it was all like, here he goes again.
That was a pretty stellar interception. Even you couldn't blame Peyton for that one, because that was picked off fairly well.
Oh, Colts win regardless of the Super Bowl! Can you believe it?
Oh, God.
How many years has it been?
Yay.
This is phenomenal. I never thought they could make it back. This just shows you that Indianapolis is ready. We've been waiting over 20 years for a Super Bowl, and this is it.
Last time that team went, they were the Baltimore Colts, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Well, Indy looked good the whole game minus the first quarter, and for that they were down up until about a minute left, and they had never led in the entire game, and it just looked like how could they lose this after dominating in the second half.
Yeah, this is where it
came down. Third and two from the three. Another running play.
Walks in for the touchdown.
Right. This is where I'm like, oh, no!
Colts have taken the lead for the first time in the AFC.
Oh, God! It was crazy because everyone thought pass.
Right.
Peyton, Harrison,
right.
Reggie Wayne.
Uh-huh.
And what they do, they're on the 12-yard line. They run it
three straight times right into the end zone. So with about a minute left, they pulled up with four points ahead and ended up winning it 38-34.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh. At least that was a good game, though. The other game was Saints at Bears.
It was boring.
And it was the Saints just had like five turnovers, and they turned the ball over. The Bears' offense looked awful, but were still scoring points because they just had it on the Saints, you know, side of the field all the time. They ended up winning 39-14, just blowing them out at the end. So the Super Bowl in Miami in 2 weeks.
No, wait a minute. The Super Bowl in where?
Miami.
Thank you.
Sorry. Welcome to Miami. it's going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be Indy versus the Bears.
Yeah.
Indy is favored at this point by 7 points.
All right.
I'm sure things are going to change as injury reports come out.
Right.
Weather forecasts and all that crap.
So do we wait to make our...
Yeah, you got to wait till the day before.
You got to wait? Really?
Yeah.
But
we don't play the spread line, so we could just pick a team now.
I was going to say, because Nicole's foolproof system is now stymied because she usually chooses animals over over humans or other teams, right? So she's got horses.
That's like, what is it, bears versus small horses?
Bears and small horses. So, I mean, you're going to have to take some time to
We have so much time anyway. Right. If you pick a team now, you have to wait 2 weeks to see what happens.
I was really stumped by how this all turned out, that the teams I picked this time, both of them won.
Yeah, you were right on.
But you're picking the Colts to jinx them.
Yeah, it didn't work.
the first half of the season, I picked all losing teams.
Right.
And the second half, up till just before the playoffs, I picked all winning teams.
Suddenly it changed.
And then the first half of the playoffs, I picked all losing teams.
Right.
Foolproof, all losing, and now the second half.
Now you're picking winners again.
All winners. So, what will I pick for
who
the
knows?
Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just go with your gut.
We got a couple weeks to figure it out. Of course, the party will be at Olympic Garden. We'll be there, which will make, you know, I generally don't.
Did you miss it?
Well, yeah, I do. I really
miss it.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a long time.
I used to wake up after, I nap after the show, and I just go, oh, man, I got to go out again. Even though I love OGs, it's just getting out of bed sucks.
Right, yeah.
And
no
now
matter
I'm
what.
Like, now every Monday I wake up and I go, I still want to go.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, we got to go. So the Super Bowl will be good. You know, it's I won't be enjoying the Colts that much. So I'll have plenty to keep me occupied while I'm there.
At least you have something involved in the game. There's nothing worse than two teams that you like
totally,
last year,
yes.
Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Obviously Nicole's got Pittsburgh, but like you watch the game and like really could you care less?
I kind of went with the Pittsburgh thing and got in on it. But yeah, when it's two teams,
I could care less.
Right.
And so we were just doing shots every bad play. And regardless, I don't even know who won the game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would love to see the Colts just totally eat it at the Super Bowl, but
they might. You never know.
I don't know.
Peyton's he looked like he almost injured his hand.
Yeah, he was messing with his thumb or something.
Yeah, he's told the backup QB, went up to him and said, "Get ready, boy."
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you shouldn't be putting that thumb someplace so much, Peyton.
Oh, that's how it heals so fast. All right, also, the NHL All-Star Game is on Wednesday.
So is it?
So there's going to be no games Monday, Tuesday. And, you know, it's always fun to see, like, the skills thing. It's, like, the best part. They do, like, the slap shot competition and all
Sweet.
That good stuff. So that'll be on Wednesday in Dallas.
All right, well, stick around.
Back Friday.
Since we're talking sports, we will have tickets to give away for the NBA All-Star Jam Session. This is, like, a big hubbub. The players in town and your chance to hang out. Sponsored by Adidas. It's over at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino, February 15th through the 19th. Check out NBA.com/jam session, and they'll tell you everything that's going on. And we'll give some passes away for this here in a little bit. That's coming up. Don't go on or off. Your chance to win. Also, on the way, Wheel
of Skanks!
And, of course, stand by for the incredible thespian experience that is Joke
of the day!
What are you indicating?
That's going to go nowhere.
Oh, yeah. You've got issues.
Anyways.
That's going to nowhere, isn't it?
How many like shootings do you think are going to happen and fights going to be when these NBA guys get to town?
Oh, it'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they're a rowdy bunch.
I think they'll be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Not unless you instigate something, Drew. Why don't you get out there and start something?
You going to start something?
I'll start something with like Muggsy Bogues, who's like 5'1". He'll still probably kick my ass.
That's coming up. It's Gonzo in the morning.
Now, if any of you sons of bitches.
Alternative rock in Las Vegas area 108. Some Red Hot Chili Peppers 923. How you doing? Gonzo's me, Cole, Drew, and you. Your chance right now to win tickets to the NBA All-Star Jam Session. 732-1079 if you're ready to play the very popular game, Nicky's Knickers.
Nicky's Knickers. la 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 la.
All right.
Is that my theme song?
I guess yeah. That's how it goes.
Your panties are happy and they sing.
My panties are happy and they sing.
La 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 la.
Singing happy
we
panties.
Panties. We panties.
All right. How do we play the game? We got to figure out the style, right?
Style and color.
And style color. And
color. Color. All right. And we have a hint today.
Yes.
We don't usually do.
Right. But, well, yeah, because it's confusing.
But it is kind of confusing. It would take all day.
Yeah.
We need to know...
shorten this up a little bit.
There's an animal print involved.
Yes.
So we'll start with that.
Right.
Kind of give you a heads up, let you know there's an animal print.
Yeah, and if, you know, you're at a loss for animal prints, you can go with either leopard,
mm-hmm.
tiger,
right.
zebra.
Okay. Cheetah.
Cheetah. Buffalo.
Elephant. Elephant print.
Snow leopard.
Yes, exactly.
Tabby cat.
All right, good.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
Catfish.
It's Gonzo.
It's got whiskers.
Snake print.
Let's meet our first contestant. Good morning. It's Gonzo. Who's this?
Yes.
What is your name?
It's Brian. What's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing, man?
Office and relaxing today.
Wow, good for you. You want to take a? You want to start with the style?
Sure.
All right. What do you think?
Okay, turn down your radio, dude.
You know he calls the show regularly.
Yes, he does. He ought to know how this works.
You ought to probably have the system figured out by now.
Oh, oh man. No, you didn't.
It's Gonzo.
Cruel crush of the dude.
Hey, can I play the game?
Yeah. What's your name? What's your name, sir?
Carburetor guy.
Carburetor guy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Remember back in the day?
Oh, yeah. When they had carburetors. You don't do much now that they don't have carburetors anymore, do you? All right. Take a shot at the what style do you think we got for Nikki's knickers today?
Panties?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Leopard print, hopefully.
Yeah, but what style, first of all?
What style?
Yeah, what style?
Yeah, you got to start with style.
You got a choice of thong, G-string.
Granny commando.
Right.
Granny or
yeah, it wouldn't be commando.
Bikini.
Commando is flesh print. It's the color of commando.
So which one of those you want to take?
I want to take thong.
Thong?
Thong?
He's going thong.
Okay.
Nicole?
No.
Oh, too bad.
No thong for you, sir.
It is not a thong. All right, you're going to have to turn your radio down.
Yeah, if you're...
Okay.
All right, it's Gonzo. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mark.
All right, Mark, we know it's not a thong, right?
No thong.
Right. Right, okay, all right.
So you've got G-string,
right.
granny,
right.
bikini, commando, which is out because we know I'm wearing...
There's a print of some sort. So what style are you going to take?
Style, I'm going to go with bikini.
No.
Oh, man. It's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
You?
Yeah, what's your name?
Jesus.
All right, Jesus.
Jesus.
Take a shot at the style. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a bikini.
Oh, man. Jesus, you are wearing the panties.
It's Gonzo. Hello.
I can't believe you missed that.
I think we're pretty close. All right. Well, take a stab at the style.
Granny.
No.
All right.
Forever out there. All right. There's only one option left.
We're down to the final one.
If you miss this,
uh-huh.
I think you should never call again.
It's Gonzo. Hello.
Hey, Gonzo.
Come on.
All right. Who is this?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris.
Go, Chris.
What do you think?
You can't lose here.
Yeah, we're down to...
Gotta be Granny Penny, right?
Oh my God!
Stop it!
There's one we haven't hit.
Right, it's Gonzo. Hello.
We had other.
Who is it?
Shot. Peter.
Who?
Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
A B C D E F.
Peter, what kind of G-string is Nicole wearing?
Commando.
Commando. I just told you the answer.
All right, people, look, you got a choice
you know what?
Of G-string,
right.
thong,
right.
granny panty, bikini, commando.
Right.
Everything but the G-string has been mentioned.
Right,
right
so
let's one
might safely assume, then, I think we may discontinue this game. It's never gone well since we've tried it. It's Gonzo, hello.
Hey, freaking G-string.
There you go, all right, you're on your way.
You're halfway there.
The second part is just to figure out what the print is.
I like that they're upset, too, the listeners.
Yeah, I know. They're just...
Come on, you know, you're in your car, like, you idiot!
You stupid...
People
look,
in traffic
I'm just
going to
make
G-string.
This real
uh-huh.
easy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my underwear
yes.
is G-string.
Right.
And the print.
Yes.
Deaf.
Oh.
He just said it.
There's a hint.
What did you say?
Leopard.
There you go! Right, congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you.
You do not get the leopard print G-string, I don't think. Unless
Oh, shut up,
no?
Gonzo.
All right, figured it out for now.
No.
However, we will give you tickets to the NBA All-Star Jam Session, presented by Adidas. It's at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino. It runs the 15th through the 19th of February. Get to nba.com/jam session, and there's like a million things going on to do. So you got the hookup. Congratulations. Well played.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Yes, thanks for ending the game finally. Yeah, we might have to take that game out of the lineup. It never really seems to go well. All right, we're just a few short moments away. It's on the way. Stay tuned. Wheel of Skanks.
Thanks.
Coming up, it's Gonzo in the morning.
Gonzo. Look out for falling nickels.
Alternative Rock at 107.9. That's Area 108. Incubus right there, 933. Good morning. How's it going? It's Gonzo in the morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. We were talking earlier. It's, so here it is Monday. And this date, statistically, they say the unhappiest day of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's January, and it's winter, and it's cold, and, you just get your credit card bill from the holidays, and there's just, it's just all around awful. Your vacation seems like it's, months and months away. Here's just a little something that might brighten it up as we look forward to springtime, specifically Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th, I think, if I have the dates right. That'd be Coachella. We just got word. Rage Against the Machine is headlining Coachella this year.
I couldn't be any happier about that.
It's so awesome.
They're amazing live.
That's
amazing.
And it's the real Rage with Zach.
The whole group's coming back.
The real deal.
Zach coming out of hibernation.
Very nice. So
political crap.
Rage and Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bjork's playing, Interpol, Arctic Monkeys, Arcade Fire, Sonic Youth. I mean, of course, it's Coachella. The list goes on for 8 days, so now I'm just skimming over. Kings of Leon, Kaiser Chiefs, Blonde Redhead's going to play, Happy Mondays. Rufus Wainwright will be there. Felix the House Cat, Jack's Mannequin, Fountains of Wayne. It goes on for days.
That's
and
an incredible lineup, period, even if it stops there.
Right.
I'm still going to go,
So we'll get more info on the website here in a little while.
Any Madonna on there?
No, I...
Like a virgin.
Seems that went so well last time.
Maybe Michael Jackson can headline this year. Old ball of suck.
Yeah, we'll see if we can prevent that from happening. So there it is. Yeah, Coachella. There's something to look forward to. Brighten your day a little bit.
Yep.
And now this, the Wheel of Skanks. Now listen closely because Wheel of Skanks is now fully interactive.
That's right.
Listen to all your contestants this morning, and at the end we'll choose a winner based on your input at 732-1079.
Here come your contestants.
All right.
Katie Reeves, your former Miss Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn Manson, Dita Von Teese, Alec Sweaty Elder Baldwin, Anna Nicole Smith, Dina Lohan, that would be Lindsay Lohan's mom,
right?
Britters, and JT, as in I'm bringing the sexy back, Justin Timberlake, whatever. All right, Katie Reeves was on Inside Edition recently talking about how shocked she was to see the pictures that dethroned her, mainly because she was so blitzed she doesn't remember it happening.
Shocked!
She alludes to this being an isolated incident, however, that it was an isolated incident and that the officials at the Miss USA treated her unfairly for something in her past. Naturally, the historians at TMZ have unearthed startling new photos.
The historians.
And if you haven't seen them, well, just picture in your mind the same ones you have seen, and they're pretty much a recreation of the same actions.
All right, good.
Different bar, different night, same poses.
Why has she not been on our show yet? We love Katie Reese. We revere her. We want to help. We have connections. She's in Racket Magazine. We know everybody over there.
Yeah, get on that, Drew.
Yeah, what do you think? I haven't been trying.
All right, okay, good. Keep at it.
Crazy?
Don't give up.
Next up on the Wheel of Skanks, Marilyn Manson and Dita Von Teese. Marilyn Manson apparently wants to leave his soon-to-be ex high and dry. According to court papers, he has asked that any future claim for spousal support by Dita be blocked. He also asked that Dita Von Teese be responsible to pay for her own attorneys. She filed for divorce December 29th, that is, and said that she did not want to ask for spousal support at the time. Dita Von Teese, Marilyn Manson, their given names, Heather Sweet and Brian Warner, in case you didn't know.
Dita don't need no cash from Marilyn.
That's right. She's got that MAC cosmetic contract.
Damn. I mean, she's got her own giant martini glass to hang out in.
That's right.
Once you get that, you don't need cash.
Alec Baldwin. All right, if you're confused which Baldwin I'm talking about, he was the one that was in Beetlejuice.
Okay.
He was also the one that was in the remake of The Getaway with Kim Basinger, his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other movies.
So, been declining since Beetlejuice, basically.
Right, but he's on, what is it? Is he on 30 Rock or is he on the other one? He's on one of those new television shows, yeah.
All right.
He's talking to Glamour magazine.
Glamour.
I don't know why.
All right.
And says that he would love to marry and be in love again. And the magazine is now soliciting emails from ladies interested in dating Alec Baldwin. So if you want to date Alec Baldwin, send in your email to Glamour and they'll pass it along to him. By the way, he's 48 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he says that he often gets people who come up to him saying, you look like Alec Baldwin.
Right.
And then they'll say to him, oh, I hate him.
Whatever
without
happened
knowing
to that guy.
That it's Alec
Actually,
Baldwin.
Alec, on the Baldwin brothers sweat scale, he's second sweatiest?
Yeah, probably second sweatiest next to the coked up, hopped up.
Giant blob.
Yeah, that'd
like
be Daniel Baldwin,
Daniel
who's
Baldwin.
Always in and out of rehab. He was also on the Celebrity Fit Club.
Right, okay.
That's right. The other ones, the other two younger ones seem to be more on the trimmer, thinner side.
Gotcha.
Dear Alec, I love you from Gonzo at gonzo.fm.
I would love to go out with you and Peyton.
I would love to smell your sweat in my bed in the morning.
Thank you, Drew.
Love, Peyton.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anna Nicole Smith, a frequent visitor of the wheel. She's on it today. She's being sued by a Bahamas law firm for more than $100,000 in unpaid legal fees. In fact, it would be the same law firm that she hired to handle the affairs surrounding the death of her 20-year-old
like
son.
Somebody.
Yeah, so now she's just racking up the lawsuits.
Nice.
Dina Lohan, that'd be Lindsay Lohan's mom, is on the wheel. She's speaking out about Lindsay going into rehab. Oh. She's talking to People magazine. Mm-hmm. And here's what she has to say about her 20-year-old drunk daughter.
Lush of a daughter.
Used to be drunk daughter.
Right.
Hollywood's a really, really busy, scary place, and everything is under control. Everybody's great, and she's just getting a grip on her life. Uh-huh. When I was 20, I don't know what I would be... that I would be that strong to do that, so it's all good.
Uh-huh.
Dina Lohan, who herself should probably think about going into rehab.
I can't wait till she gets out. I just want to go drinking with her. Come on, Lindsay, let's go.
Well, Dina's not in. You could probably go drinking with
Mom. Go to Mom.
Dina's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's still pretty hot.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And Britters, let's see. I think this is dealing with a hypothetical, but there have already been rumors that Britters might be cooking another bun in the oven. At any rate, the odds makers at Bodog.com, they've already posted odds on who could be doing the impregnating. The front-running Mr. Spears, for the moment, looks to be Spears is the guy that she's been seen out with, Isaac Cohn. He's got 5-3 odds. Next in line is her manager, Larry Rudolph, at 11-5. Then her ex, JT, Justin Timberlake, at 11-1. And for some reason, Hugh Hefner's also on this insane odds game at 12-1. By the way, this might be affecting Bodog's odds because it would appear that Britter's current boy toy has been 86. That would be that Isaac Cohn dude that's kind of like the K-Fed impersonator.
Oh, okay.
Dude. And let's see, I believe...
Is there what's the line on this random guy?
They don't have that up there.
Really? Just like some guy, you know?
Unless you want to... Hugh Hefner kind of falls into that some guy.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hugh bangs all those chicks.
I'm just buying her a box of Trojans and sending them off.
Calling it good.
And a pack of cigarettes.
I mean, yeah, come on.
She's a jailbird.
Just quit it.
Entice her with cigarettes.
And speaking of Britters, JT, her ex, is on the list. I guess he had a concert here. I think it was Friday night at the MGM. He was afterwards partying in Vegas over the weekend after the concert with his mom. But guess who showed up to JT's concert on Friday night? That would be none other than Kevin, Mr. X Spears Federline.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
And they're both musicians now.
Oh, musicians, yes.
And that is
Wheel of Skanks. All right, 732-1079. That's a number. It's time to vote for who wins Wheel of Skanks today. Let's quickly recap.
All right, you got Katie Reeves,
right,
former Miss dethroned Miss Nevada,
right,
Marilyn Manson, Dita Von Teese, Alec Baldwin, Anna Nicole Smith, Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, Britney Spears, and then finally JT, Justin Timberlake, with a little dash of K-Fed.
I'm taking Lindsay Lohan's mom.
All right.
Yeah, just because I want to get with her.
I'm going with Alec Baldwin.
You go really? You're taking Baldwin, really?
Because Baldwin's skanking it up through emails through Esquire magazine. How skanky do you have to get? Right?
That's pretty good.
The lowest on the skank scale.
Nicole? I'm going to have to go with Justin Timberlake attracting K-Fed to his concert.
This is all over the map today. It's going to be tough. It's Gonzo. Hello.
Oh, definitely Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin? Yeah. Really? All right.
All righty.
Are you sending him an email?
God, no. I'm married anyways.
Dear Alec.
Alec.
Sweaty hunkiness.
This smiley
sweaty
face.
Sweaty balls.
Yeah.
Oh, sweaty balls. Of course.
That's right.
The best. Good.
It's Gonzo. Who are you voting for?
Well, you know, I still think Drew should win, even though he's not on the list.
He's not even on the wheel today, but anyway.
Well, there aren't any write-ins.
Yeah, so you got to take one of the contestants. Who are you going to pick?
All right, I'm going to go with Lindsay Lohan's mom.
All right, good.
It's a good call. She is a hottie.
We'll run a train on Lindsay
Lohan's
mom.
She is milk-tastic.
It's Gonzo. Hello.
Yeah,
I'm going to
go with Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Lindsay Lohan's mom. All right, let's go for the home run. It's Gonzo. Who are you voting for?
I've got two votes for Brittany, myself, and first with other phone.
Okay, all right.
You only get one.
That might be a random guy right there. It's Gonzo, hello. Who are you voting for?
Uh-oh. Ah, that's not a good vote.
It's Gonzo. Who are you voting for?
We're going with Alec.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
There it is.
Uh-oh, no, we got a tie.
It's a tie. It's Lindsay
Lohan's
mom. 3-3.
One call.
All right, we'll set it off.
Maybe we need to hook those two up.
It's Gonzo.
Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Lindsay Lohan's mom,
Victory
everybody.
For Dina Lohan.
It is. She is going to have a fun night, let me tell you. All right, congratulations. Our winner today at Wheel of Skanks is Lindsay Lohan's mom.
You know, I'm not sure. She might she might be the first winner who's won twice for overall skank and you know, skank of the day.
She's a repeat winner. That's right.
Repeat skanker.
Hold on. Let me open up the skank tally.
All right.
Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
This
She's
is the first repeat
time.
Winner.
All right.
The mom of all skanks.
Last week she won.
She wins the skank tiara for the day.
Oh, that's what she was fooling around under the table at the
restaurant.
That's right. Oh, man. She's getting hotter and hotter by the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's our winner. She'll hold the crown until tomorrow when we crown another winner on Wheel of Skanks.
This is going. 15. Providence, where the great traditions live on.
Gonzo in the morning. Look at the weather eye for today. Looks sunny. 53 will be as warm as it gets, although we are supposed to warm up a little bit this week. No, not too bad, but sunny. Looks like a nice day. About 43 degrees right now in our sinful city. This is the number one morning alternative in Las Vegas. It's Gonzo in the morning.
It's Gonzo in the morning. The rhythmic give and take of our improvised.
Alternative Rock at 107.9. It's Area 108 playing some Muse. Good morning. 10 minutes for 10. Thanks for hanging out with us. Gonzo in the morning. Gonzo, Nicole, Drew, and you. 732-1079 is the number if you want to check in. And thanks again, Drew. Very thoughtful of you to make sure that Peyton sent me that that autographed picture. That was very...
You know what? I love that the cat's out of the bag that you completely hung out with Peyton Manning. And like, you're so
well, cool. I had to. I mean, I lived there. You know, so it was kind of part of the deal.
Like, your hatred was supposed to be so strong, and then it's like, well, we had Christmas dinner together,
All right, get this straightened out. I'm calling my grandmother. Uh-oh. She lives in Brockton, Massachusetts. She's a huge Patriots fan.
Better get your finger on the dump button.
Yeah, so she could start spewing obscenities at any time.
What do you call her?
Grandma. I used to call her Gree, because as I was a child, I was unable to say grandmother, apparently. Struck retarded.
Is she not home?
Probably not.
What's she doing?
This is her cell phone, so I mean.
She's got a cell?
Yeah.
All right. So she's not like that granny like.
No, so I don't know.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated
can we leave her message.
I'm like my grandma's voicemail.
5-0.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to play her number.
I thought for sure she'd be home.
Oh, man.
What's she doing?
That had so much potential.
She's probably she's so distraught.
She's hungover. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, she's actually at the bar right now.
Probably right now.
It's like granny happy hour starts at noon.
It's Gonzo. Hello, it's Gonzo. What's up?
Hey, Gonzo. This is it, Rex Grossman after the Super Bowl interview. What the hell just happened?
It's about right. Damn. Gonzo in the morning. Hey, we'll take a quick break and then we'll. We got a big show tomorrow. The magnitude of tomorrow's show, I can't even begin to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Stick around. I'll let you know what it is when we get right back. It's Gonzo in the morning.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
At Paris Hotel and Casino.
Gonzo in the morning had our big announcement this morning. The big cool announcement. 7:20. Turned out to be chill on the hill. Going to Snow Summit, Big Bear Lake, March 24th. Listen for the thing. It tells you when to call. You call in and
You go with us to Big Bear. We take care of your transportation, hotel, rentals, lessons, the whole thing. And then we hang out. Guster is going to play at the top of the mountain at Snow Summit, along with John Easdale from Dramarama. I'm going to play some Dramarama here in a minute. Dramarama, Dramarama, depending.
I'll give you diamonds, give you pills.
That's the one.
He's
just
going
to keep playing that song. That's it. So keep listening. Right up until March, I think the trip is on the 24th of March, for your chance to go chill on the hill. Join us on this broadcast tomorrow morning. We will be... I'm so excited about this. I'm actually nervous about this interview. Legendary rap artist, Jelly Donut.
Jelly D!
The one and the only Jelly D.
Jelly D, famous in San Francisco for his mad rap skills, challenged What's-Her-Nuts to
Lady Sovereign.
Yeah, Lady Sovereign to a rap duel, which she rejected and got into a fight with Jelly D.
So, sit on him and kicked him out of the venue.
Yeah, I think the video is still up at gonzo.fm if you want to check that out. So Jelly D, our guest on the program tomorrow. Very excited about that. And, of course, our pop culture czar, Skits Pop, will be joining us. Also, get to gonzo.fm for a recap, photographs of the drinking team meeting on Friday and then punk rock bowling on Saturday night. There are some stunning shots that need to be perused. So burn up the internet connection at work when you get there at gonzo.fm. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Larry Mack is up next on most of the same station. The All Request All Access lunch is on the way. And, of course, he'll be here with a sack and stuff to give away. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And if you can't make it till then, get the podcast at gonzo.fm. This is Gonzo in the Morning.
This has been Gonzo in the Morning.